These teams met earlier in the season with Carlisle winning 6-3. That's something that Sheraton hopes won't happen again. Weather conditions this afternoon are really not ideal for anything. Temperatures in the upper 90s, high humidity, and heat indices in the hundreds. Hydration and fatigue could play an important role in this contest tonight. I'm so glad to have Kurt Smizer with me tonight. He is no stranger to the game of baseball. Head football coach Smizer has coached the baseball team here in Sheraton for 10 seasons, and he knows a thing or two about this type of game and this type of atmosphere. So, Kurt, good to have you aboard tonight, and thanks for agreeing to sit up here in the sweat box with me this evening.
Hey, no problem, Timmy. I'm okay with the heat. You know, it's an interesting matchup we have tonight. You know, I played Carlisle a lot as a head coach, and Dave Dirks does a tremendous job with his team, and Schroeder's done a super job coming in as his first year at the Sheraton Chargers. You know, it'll be interesting to see how this works out. To me, you know, Sheraton's probably by far the better hitting team. I don't know what their average is as a club, but they got three or four kids I know hitting above 300. I know Cameron Canoes is hitting about 455. So it'll be great to see their hitters, and they're going up against Schoening, who's a pretty good pitcher. And I'll tell you what, with Carlisle, they're going to do all the little things right. They're going to move base runner station to station and score runs. Dirks won't care if it's a 2-1 game. And, you know, I think that's in their favor. So Sheraton's got to get on the board early and score 5 or 6 runs, I think, to have a good chance to win this, Tim.
Yeah, I think you said it, Kurt. Both of these teams kind of have their own element of their strength. Sheraton, really a good hitting team, coming in averaging about a team average of about 350. And Carlisle with an ace on the mound. And so it'll be the immovable force against the unstoppable object tonight. Both of their strengths will kind of counteract each other, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Should be a good ball game. We're about to pitch. We're going to send it back to the studio to get a couple of sponsors, and we'll be back in just a few minutes to bring you the starting lineups. And the first pitch. Welcome back to Norwalk, side of the District 13 matchup tonight between the Carlisle Wildcats and the Sheraton Chargers. Tim Millage alongside Kurt Smizer. This broadcast brought to you by Interiors and More in Sheraton. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors tonight for all of your support. Well, the two teams have met at home plate. We are getting ready for the starting lineups and the national anthem. So Carlisle and Sheraton, and Kurt, we talked on the way up, it's almost too bad that this district has set up the same way as it has. We have some of the best 3A schools in this district, and then on the other side, in that other sub-state, only one of these 8 teams are going to go play at Principal Park in Des Moines, and that's really too bad.
Yeah, these are probably two of the best districts in the state. You know, on the other side of our district, where we'd have to match up in sub-state, you know, Dallas Santa Grimes is ranked, and ADM's got a really good baseball team, so it's just a really good district and sub-state, and the winner out of the sub-state will sure have earned it by the time they get through.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we are getting closer to the national anthem. We want to just give a shout-out here to anybody listening online. If you want to send a text to us, that's always kind of fun. If you want to send text comments to 641-203-2624, and we might get a shout-out on the radio for you, and just let us know you're listening out there. Again, that's 641-203-2624. Coach Smizer, let's go to you. Do you have the starting lineups tonight for both Carlisle and Sheraton?
I do. We'll give you Sheraton's first. They're the visiting team. We'll be up to bat first. Leadoff is going to be Cameron Canoes. He's playing left field tonight. Stites is in center field. He'll bat second. Jacob Kaskis, our catcher, he'll be hitting third. Our cleanup guy is Riley Pro, playing second base. Number 5 hitter is Turner Trenary. He's a first base tonight. Number 6 is Tyler Canoes, and he'll be the pitching tonight. Number 7, Austin Berlin, gets a start at third since Canoes is pitching. Number 8 is Dylan Lundy in right field, and number 9 is Dustin Harberts at shortstop. For Carlisle and the home team, Jeremy Flaws, who is probably one of the best athletes in the state of Iowa, he is their shortstop. Brendan Rowland is playing second base tonight for them. Carter Stevens, their number 3rd hitter, number 3rd hitter, playing right field. Alex Funero is going to be in center field. Brady Rowland, the brother, is going to be at first base. The big, hard-throwing Schoening, Jared Schoening, will be pitching. Daniel Hupke is the DH. He's going to DH for Cole Sapp. Dallas Lonely will be at second base, and Anthony Baker will be in left field for Carlisle.
Well, we laughed just in the break here. If you look out on the field tonight, it looks like one team, as both Carlisle and Sheraton sharing similar colors and actually almost identical uniforms, both with the white stripes, with the white pants, white jersey with the red pinstripe and the red undershirt underneath. It's going to be kind of difficult for us to give you the play-by-play. We're going to pause for just a moment. Actually, we're going to send it back to the booth as they get ready for the national anthem. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to Norwalk District 13 play, brought to you by this live broadcast, brought to you by Red Hall Realty. And both teams have met at home plate, and Carlisle is in the field first. Sheraton will bat first as they are the visiting team, and we are just a few moments from getting this one underway. Coach Smizer, talk just a little bit. You've been in this situation before, you know, as a coach and as a player, really. What are the keys to the game, or what are the keys to a big game like this tonight?
You know, I think, you know, with Sheraton being up first, I think they need to get some runners on early, make Shonan go out of the stretch a little bit, put a little pressure on their defense. Usually Carlisle doesn't screw up much in the field, but we got to get runners on to put some pressure on them just to see what will happen, Tim.
Yeah, talking with Coach Schroeder earlier in the day, he said scoring first and then just relying on that great defense that the Chargers have had all year. They've had some issues with base running and leaving runners on base, looking for that big hit to clear the bases. So we'll see if that plays a factor tonight. Like we've mentioned, Sheraton, a great hitting ball club, and Carlisle got that ace in the hole, Shonan, the big right-hander on the mound tonight. So it'll be a great matchup. Like I said, probably one of the better 3A matchups tonight all across the state. And so you know a lot of people are going to be interested in this ball game here tonight.
You know, Tim, and just watching him warm up a little bit, boy, he looks like he's got a real tight slider as he warmed up pretty well right there, and it looks like he's throwing pretty hard. So it's going to be important for our hitters to make sure we hit under our hands.
And now overcast sky, so maybe a little more bearable conditions here. Both Carlisle and Sheraton brought a good fan base here tonight to watch a good ball game. Cameron Canoe steps in for the Chargers, and first pitch taken strike. That might have been that slider there that you spoke of. That had some movement on it from Shonan.
Yeah, you don't see that much. Most high school pitchers want to start out with fastball, get ahead, but he threw a nice tight slider there to get up 0-1.
That ball is high as Cameron lays off, looks down to Coach Schroeder and gets some signals, gets some instructions, and quickly right back into the batter's box is Cameron Canoost. Cameron's had a good year as a junior, and he is in the leadoff spot for the Chargers tonight. Next pitch from Shonan is it low and in the dirt and on the outside corner. And so quickly, Cameron Canoost looks like he's taken away here, just seeing what Shonan has. It's 2-1 here with nobody out in the top of the first.
You know, Cameron's good, done a good job. His 5.15 on base for Savage, 4.455 batting average. So he's done a nice job, especially in leadoff spot.
Shonan with the curveball there, and then Cameron taking all the way again, and that'll even the count at 2-2. So Shonan and Canoost here, first batter, a good at bat for Cameron. We'll see what happens here. That ball is hit hard to the second baseman. That's Roland. Roland throws over to first, but overthrows first base. Cameron on his way to second as that ball goes into the dugout.
Boy, that's just a, you know, great job by us. Cameron hit the ball hard right to second baseman. Second baseman just made an error, and that's going to hopefully be costly for Carlisle. That probably doesn't happen very often to him.
Yeah, we talked about that just a few moments ago. It's important to get up early, and now the Chargers have a chance to score with a runner on second base and nobody out. And up to bat now is Dalton Stites, the senior. Shonan fires and just about knocks Dalton Stites' head off there.
Looks like maybe a little jitters on the mound, Timmy, now after that error.
Yeah, the senior Roland, I'm sure he has not done that very often. Shonan from the position. Stites showing back. Now throws back to center field, and he overthrows the second baseman. Cameron Canoes will advance to third base. And Carlisle's throwing the ball all over the place. And the Chargers are cooking with gas here in the top of the first with Cameron Canoes sitting on third base and nobody out.
You know, I'm glad that was a bad throw by the pitcher because they had a pickoff play coming back in and Cameron was leaning the wrong way. It could have been pretty close, but the pitcher would have thrown a nice ball. But, hey, we'll take the breaks early, man.
Dalton Stites gets the sign. Is this a bunting situation? We'll find out. And a hard hit to the shortstop. And the Chargers are going to score one run as the throw comes over from Flaws. And the Chargers take an early 1-0 lead. So a couple of costly errors for Carlisle. And Cameron Canoes crosses home plate and gives Sheraton that early 1-0 lead.
Nice job by Stites there. Hey, runner on third base, infield doesn't come in. You get the ball in play, you score a run. So that's great, great first inning here for the Chargers so far.
And so the next batter is?
Jacob Kaska.
The catcher, the senior catcher, steps in, takes ball one. Schoening now from the windup position as no runners are on. His next pitch is fouled out of play near the right down the right field line. Jacob had a good cut at that one.
Yeah, we're just looks like we're behind a little bit here. I mean, I'm sure we're setting on a fastball. We got to get our hands ball a little quicker.
Schoening looks in, gets the sign, and here we go. His next delivery, the curveball misses, is high.
Well, he likes coming in high and tight with that.
And so 2-1 now to Jacob Kaska. That ball swung on and missed. And you said it, I think we're just a little behind, it looks like. He's probably throwing harder than what we've normally seen all year.
He is. I'm not sure. You know, Tripp, a couple of the Davis cannot Tripp. Sorry, that's when I was coaching. A couple of the Davis County kids, Matthews, that's what I meant, had thrown pretty hard. But this kid looks like he's throwing pretty hard.
Next pitch is high, so full count to Jacob Kaska, 3-2. And, boy, it'd be nice to get another base runner on. Here's Schoening's pitch. It's hit into right field, but back to make the catch is the right fielder to retire Jacob Kaska. So two down here in the top of the first. Sheraton leading 1-0.
Still, though, Tim, this is not too bad. We're getting good contact. We're hitting the ball hard. We're popping up out on our front foot. They're making good contact, so hopefully we'll get on him here. Looks like Riley Pro's up to bat next, our cleanup hitter, second baseman.
Yeah, and you said it. Schoening comes in with 93 strikeouts, which is a lot for a high school pitcher, only making 10 appearances on the season. So that's nine strikeouts per game. That's pretty impressive for a high school player. Riley Pro takes strike one. And here's Schoening's next delivery. That's ball outside. So 1-1 is the count now to Riley Pro.
Riley's got a pretty good short compact swing. He's been a good hitter. I remember him playing ball out in the behind my house when he was little.
Yeah, it's a player that when you look at him, and I hate to say this,
exactly,
but you know, you don't, big things come in small packages sometimes, and boy, what a great hitter, what a great kid. Just a good worker, and swings at strike two, so 1-2 to Riley Pro. That swung on and fouled back as Riley's just a little late on Schoening's delivery. But he stays alive with two outs here in the top of the first. Looking out at the scoreboard, kind of odd to see Sheraton with one run and then two zeros after that. Nobody has reached on a hit, but thanks to Carlisle's two errors, Sheraton leads 1-0. Swung on, strike three. Schoening gets Riley Pro on outs, and we're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to a live broadcast of District 13 play, Sheraton-Carlisle. Sheraton strikes first, 1-0, and we're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to this broadcast brought to you by Hammer Medical Center. Welcome back to Norwalk. One half inning is in the books. Sheraton leading 1-0 here in District 13 play. And now Carlisle steps to bat. And the pitcher for the Chargers is senior Tyler Knust.
Up first for Carlisle is going to be Jeremy Flaws. Great athlete, a lot of wheels here. We'll have to be ready for him because he is a pretty special athlete.
Knust's first pitch is fouled back over our head. So 0-1 to Flaws early.
That's good by Tyler there, coming right at him. First pitch, making sure we get ahead in the count.
Carlisle, not as good of a hitting team as Sheraton, is coming in with nearly a 270 average as compared to Sheraton's 350. And Flaws fouls Tyler Knust's second pitch back. So quickly 0-2 for Knust.
Flaws does a pretty good job crowding the plate.
Here's the windup from Knust, and here's the delivery. That swung on strike three, so strike three for Tyler Knust gets Flaws out on strikes, and that retires the first one of the inning here.
Nice pitch by Knust. Kaska set up right on the outside corner. He hit a great spot with a fastball, 0-2 count. Good start. Next batter here is Brennan Rowland for Carlisle.
So the younger of the two takes ball one. Tyler Knust, the senior. Chargers are happy to have him on the mound tonight. This is a kid that does not like to lose, and that's what you like to have when you're dealing with a district play. That one's popped up foul, and that's going to go out of play. Luckily for Carlisle, hits off the pole pump, comes right back into the field of play. But nice job by Knust. Now 1-1 to Rowland.
Yeah, it's going to be important that we don't walk people, Tim, and make sure we make the routine plays, and it'll give us a chance. Tyler's doing a good job staying even with the count and getting ahead here so far.
So one bottom of the first, Carlisle trailing 1-0. Knust's pitch is popped up. This should be an out. Right fielder, first baseman on over to make the catch is Turner Trenary, and he retires Rowland. So quickly, two up, two down for the Chargers. And that'll bring up the third batter here.
Again, great job by Canoose. Got in under his hands, throwing his fastball up a little bit, got under his hands and made him pop it up. So two quick outs for the Chargers.
And that'll bring up number seven.
Carter Stevens. He's a right fielder. He was their big fullback in football. Pretty good athlete.
And he pops this one up near the same identical spot. Turner Trenary over to make the catch in foul territory. And three up, three down for the Chargers. So a better start. Couldn't get a better start for the Chargers. And after one inning of play, it's Sheraton 1, Carlisle 0. You're listening to Thunder Country in this live broadcast of Charger Baseball, brought to you by Adam Barr and Edward Jones. We're going to send it back to the booth, and we'll be back in just a few moments. The second inning is Turner Trenary with quickly a 1-1 count from Schoening, the pitcher.
Nice curveball by Schoening, just leaving a little bit inside there. Count goes to 2-1.
Like we said, this is the first ball game tonight of a doubleheader here. Norwalk is the home team. They'll host Pella right after this game. Turner Trenary hits a ball to left field. That one's attempted but not caught. And Turner Trenary will lead off the second inning with a single to left field.
Another good start by the Chargers. Turner just taking his bat out there, not getting a nice little line drive to left field. Tyler Canoost up here for the Chargers. You know, we'll see what Jake wants to do here. I don't know if this is a bunting situation, up 1-0, trying to move some runners over with Berlin coming up next on deck for the Sheridan.
Schoening from the stretch, looks over at Turner. Here's the delivery. Does not show bunt, and Tyler takes strike one. The curveball in there for a strike from Schoening.
Yeah, Schoening's, boy, he's keeping us off on our front foot a little bit on that first pitch. Not very often he started a fastball.
Tyler looks down to Coach Schroeder, gets his sign, now steps in. Schoening from the stretch. Here's the pitch. That one's taking strike two right down the middle there.
Yeah, Tyler needs to pull the trigger on that one, 0-2. You know, he gets himself in a hole 0-2 now. That was a fastball straight up the middle there.
So, obviously, the bunt situation is probably not there now. And he... Canoost. Schoening from the stretch. Here's the delivery. And that's a good job by Tyler to lay off. That was a high fastball. Schoening trying to get him to go after it. So 1-2 the count to pitcher Tyler Canoost.
Tyler needs to shorten up his stroke here and make sure he just gets the ball in play. Try to move the runner.
Here's the curveball. That's taken for a ball. The throw down to second base is Turner Trenary steals second, and he's in there easily safe. Not a good throw by the catcher.
No, great job by Jake there, you know, moving the runner, 1-2 count, thinking probably going to be a curveball in that position. You give it a little chance for the runner, and Turner does a nice job, gets in there safe.
So Tyler puts this one in play. We have a chance to score again here. Here's the 2-2. And that one's taken high, so quickly Tyler Canoose has done a good job fighting back 0-2, and now it's a full count, 3-2. And, boy, it would be nice to get two runners on here with zero outs in the top half of the second. Schoening from the stretch, and here's the payoff pitch. That one swung on and fouled away.
Pretty good job by Canoes fouling that one off. Pretty tough pitch. He's got a tight slider. Boy, looks good on the outside corner. And good job by our hitter so far, keeping it, trying to get it in play.
Yeah, you got to like that Sheridan's had their bats on a lot of these balls from Schoening. So that's a good sign here early in the game. And ball four. So after two strikes to Tyler Canoost, he does a nice job. That's a nice hit bat by Tyler. And now two on and no out. And Austin Berlin now coming to the plate.
Yeah, great job, Allen, back there once we get in the hole. So we've got Berlin on up here, Dylan Lundy on deck. So hopefully we get nothing out here, get something going.
Is this a bunting situation, Coach?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, down in the middle of the lineup, I would think you want to move runners around.
And Berlin shows bunt and does not get it, so strike one.
Yeah, Tyler's got to square around a little quicker there. I think he got caught off guard. Schoening comes to plate pretty quick. So got to turn around and get it down. This is a sacrifice situation. We're not trying to get on for a hit. We're just trying to move runners up.
And as a defensive team, is Carlisle just okay to concede this bunt? I mean,
you know, it doesn't look like the third baseman's in. The first baseman's coming in a little bit, but third baseman's not moving. So hopefully our coaches see that when we get it down third baseline.
Second pitch from Schoening didn't square around to bunt. That time was Berlin. Taken for ball one, that curveball or that slider just missed. So 1-1 to Berlin. Here he squares again. That ball is high, so 2-1. So now, man, you got a pitcher's count here, a hitter's count. You're looking for something right down the middle right here. And we'll see what Austin Berlin does. Coach Schroeder giving the signals. Turner Trenary at second base. Shows bunt. Gets down a great bunt. Austin Berlin, great bunt down the first baseline. And he's going to nearly be safe at first.
That's a great job by Berlin getting the bunt right down first baseline, making the first baseman come get it, moving the runners over. Everything's perfect right now. We got one out, but runners on second, third.
And a great job, and everybody in the audience understands that sacrifice there. What a great bunt by Austin Berlin. Even his teammates congratulating him, even the base runners congratulating Austin. That was a great-looking bunt. He nearly beat it out, Coach.
Yeah, he did a nice job getting down line. Hey, important bat here. Dylan Lundy's up, number eight hitter. We got runners in second, third. He's got to get the ball in play here. Carlisle's defense is still staying back, so they're going to give us a run if we can get the ball in play.
Shoney's first pitch to Lundy is outside.
I've had it.
So one and second here, Shoney, the delivery. Yeah, that swung on late by Lundy. Fouled down the third base or the first base sideline.
Got to be quicker to the ball, get it in play here.
I think it's in Vince, but I don't know where.
Again, I'd like to thank some of our sponsors tonight, Piper's, Red Haw Medical Center, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Bingham Construction. Here's Shoney with a 2-1 count. The slider, the curveball, whatever it is. Misses again, and 3-1 now. The count.
Yeah, every time on that pitch, on that straight curveball, he's straight over the top curveball. He's leaving that inside for us.
Rather 2-1 now to Lundy. Lundy swings at a fastball, high heat there, and didn't catch it. 2-2 now the count.
Yeah, we're way behind that pitch. He's got to shorten up that stroke, get it in play here. Two strikes, boy. Runners a second, third. We got to get the ball in play. Score a run here.
Big pitch right here for Shoney. Big, better at bat here for Lundy. And taking ball three, low and in the dirt. So got to be really choosy here, Coach Smizer, and you got to be picky with what you're going to swing at or what you're not going to swing at. We can load the bases here with one out. That'd be huge. Shoney from the stretch. Here's the delivery. Straight down the middle. Lundy gets his bat on it. Fouls it back over the first base sideline. Everything late, but he got his bat on it. That's the important thing.
Yeah, but he got the bat head out a little bit, fouled it off. Another tough pitch. We'll see what Shoney comes out of full count here.
Boy, and one thing we also haven't talked about is fatigue tonight. That could play an issue.
Ooh.
Fouls off the next pitch, too. So he's Dylan Lundy, good at bat. He's fighting him off. The more pitches that Shoney throws with the temperatures and the humidity like it is tonight, that could definitely play an impact. And he's thrown a lot of pitches here in two innings.
Yes, he has.
So here. Curveball is taken for ball four. And so.
That's four. Should be four.
And right? Austin Berlin, I don't think he even realized what
Dylan
the count
Lundy.
Was.
Dylan Lundy.
He looked back and was getting ready to get back in the batter's box, and the old blue said, son, you can take first base. So,
hey, great at bat by Dylan, though. He got down early, battled back, fouled a few pitches off and got us on base. We got the base loaded with one out, Tim.
So Coach Dave Dirks calls us on the mound, and boy, the ace in the hole, Shoney, is really in trouble here. Carlisle's really in trouble here in the top of the second, already trailing 1-0, and the Chargers have the bases loaded with only one out, and Dustin Harbert's the number nine hitter, comes up to bat here.
Yep. Important just with one out here. Again, Harbert's now the infield in for Carlisle. He has still got to get the ball in play. Even if he can get a bloop single here, we got to get something to get the bat on the ball. Score a run. He can't leave opportunities like this go undeserved. He's got to score a run here.
So, again, if you're out there listening on the radio, give us a shout-out, 641-203-2624. Send that text in. Let us know you're listening. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Harbert swings at pitch number one from Shoney, a ball on the outside part of the plate, and Shoney quickly ahead, 0-1 on Dustin Harbert's. From the windup is Shoney, and here's his second delivery. Straight down the middle, and a good hack at it from Harbert's, but foul back so quickly, 0-2 for Shoney.
Yeah, nice cut by Dust there. He was right on him that time, but now he's in a tough 0-2 count again. Shorten that up, get that top hand.
Third, Tyler Knust at second. And Dylan Lundy at first. Check swing by Harbert, and they're going to say he went around. So strikeout for Shoney. That's his first of the ball game, and so that's the second out of the inning. And, boy, that's not what Sheraton wanted there. That's a tough out to take.
Yeah, that's a heck of a pitch there by Shoney. Got Dustin out on front foot. Couldn't stop his wrist. So two down here. But back at the top of the order and probably Sheraton's best hitter, Cameron Canusa, up to bat.
Really hard to lay off that pitch, too, because you have to protect, and it looks so good, but the bottom just drops out of it. Shoney's first pitch to Cameron Canusa outside, so ball one. And Cameron's one of those hitters that's really great about being choosy about what he wants up there. So he's not going to swing at one of those outside pitches.
No, and he's not going to get cheated. He's going to get a good cut.
swings at that curveball. Good pitch by Schoening. And so 1-1. Boy, if Schoening can get out of this jam, that's got to be a plus for Carlisle as they are in deep trouble here in the top of the second. Only trailing 1-0, but the Chargers have been on all night. Now to Cameron Canoost.
Yeah, again here. Canoe's pretty good two-strike hitter, though. He's got one, you know, probably on their team, the fastest hands as anybody getting to the baseball. So, you know, he's still pretty comfortable with two strikes.
1-2 the count. Two outs here in the top of the second. Here's Schoening's delivery, and that's swung on, fouled back. Another good cut by Cameron Canoe. He loses the bat. It goes flying backwards. I don't know what happened there.
Hey, they always say good hitters have loose control of the bat, and he did right there.
Yeah, I don't know. Boy, good thing we have this huge backstop here in Norwalk, or that could have been coming right for you, buddy.
Hey.
Here's the next delivery from Schoening. That curveball is a little chopper out in front of the mound. That's going to
be a
tough one.
Play.
That's impossible. Cameron's going to beat it out. It's actually an overthrow. And two runs are going to come in to score. And Dylan Lundy's going to be held up at third. But two more runs come in on another error. Cameron Canoes hustles down to second base. Boy, Carlisle having all sorts of issues here early in the game, throwing the ball around. Cameron Canoes, that was a tough one. I don't think they were going to get him either way.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to get him. I think that's an infield hit. You know, the pitcher just made a bad decision, tried to throw and get him, and overthrew it, and we score a couple runs.
So 3-0 now, and two outs, and still base runners in scoring position here. A single, boy, that would be huge if we can knock these two more in here.
Yeah, Stites, Dalton Stites, if he can get a base knock here and score two, 5-0 looks really good.
Second pitch from Schoening, laid off. And so 1-1 the count now to Dalton Stites. Schoening from the windup now. Lundy at third. Cameron Canoes to second. That ball is high, so 2-1 now.
You know, a little fatigue. He's been out there long this inning. A little frustrated. We haven't really got a lot of hits with errors.
And that one's laid off high by Dylan Lundy, so 3-1 now. And, man, I don't know. If he walks him here, what do you do as a coach here? If you're Carlisle, boy, they're in trouble. He's not throwing real well. Actually, he's not throwing too bad. They've just been throwing it around.
Exactly. You know, we've only got one hit and got three runs. So it's been in our favor a little bit with their errors, which is, you know, usually not from a Dave Dirks Carlisle coach baseball team. But that's why you play the game every night.
So Stites reaches on four balls, and that'll bring up Jacob Kaska, the catcher, with the bases loaded, two outs here in the top of the second, and Sheraton leading early 3-0. And Coach Smizer said it, only one hit for the Chargers.
You know, huge spot for Jake here. Probably the, you know, great senior leader. He's been a good kid all the way through 4 years here. He's done a lot of Sheraton High School. Boy, if he'd come off the big hit here, really maybe bounce him in the next round, because Carlisle's looking, got their heads down quite a bit right now, Tim.
Here's the first pitch from Schoening. That one's taking strike one. Yeah, a lot of ball game left to be played, but boy, you get two more runs here early in the game.
Yep.
You can already see Carlisle trying to, you know, the heads are down a bit, and so lots of ball game left, but this would be huge for Sheraton. That one's hit right up the middle, and Flaws gathers it, steps on second base, and they get out of the inning, but not before Sheraton scores two more runs, not even on a hit, but on a couple errors by Carlisle. So we head to the bottom of the second, looking good for Sheraton, leading 3-0. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Kent Farm Management, again for bringing you this live broadcast. We're going to send it back to the booth, and you'll be back in just a few minutes with Charger Baseball with Tim Millage and Kurt Smizer.
Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton congratulates the Chargers on their winning season and would like to encourage them with a verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, to continue to run with endurance the race that is set before them.
Or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
The big question this fall isn't if the Hawks or Cyclones will have a winning season. It's what are you taking to the game? Check out Sheraton Ford Mercury for these tailgaters or great gas savers, like the Ford Focus at up to 35 miles to the gallon, or the Ford Fusion at 29 miles to the gallon. The Ford Escape makes for a great tailgating SUV and gets 28 miles to the gallon, or the Taurus at 28 miles to the gallon. So stop by Sheraton Ford Mercury for on-the-lot savings and new inventory. Sheraton Ford Mercury, one block south of the Sheraton Square. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agricultural land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small-town atmosphere.
Their real estate
agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton.
You're on.
Welcome back to Norwalk. 3-0 is our score. Kurt Smizer, Tim Millage up in the sweat box that is Norwalk Press Box. Coach Smizer and I did talk about losing a little weight this year, and what a better way to start than tonight. We are in a non-air-conditioned sweat box tonight, and it's dripping up here.
The first batter there for Carlisle was Alex Venero. Got a nice single right up the middle. So Carlisle's got a runner on with no outs. And the batter is Brady Rowland now for Carlisle.
So Brady Rowland fouls the first pitch back over our heads. So quickly, Tyler Canoes to head in the count. 0-1. Carlisle really needing to get a score here, I think, just to give a little bit of confidence. They at least need to move some runners here. That single actually helped them out quite a bit, probably.
Yeah, you know, as far as Sheraton here, darn it. You know, Canoes was in the windup. I think he just stepped off the rubber and balked. So Carlisle, the runner, Fenario will go to second. It's a no pitch there. So the Carlisle's got a runner second here with no outs.
Yeah, nothing hurt there. A runner advances to scoring position at second base. But it actually looked like Tyler may have just kind of fallen off the back of the rubber.
It just didn't
look kind of awkward. So 0-1 here to Rowland. From the stretch is Canoes. That one's fired high, swung on, strike two. So 0-2 quickly to this kid. Brady Rowland.
You know, that's good by Canoes. With a 3-0 lead, all you don't want to do now is walk people. So make them get the hits on you. Have your defense help behind you.
Pitcher's count there. He throws it high. Good pitch for Tyler to throw there, trying to get Rowland to chase it. Rowland lays off, though. 1-2 is our count. Fenaro at second base, flaws at bat here, 1-2 the count. The curveball from Canoes just barely misses. Boy, that was close, Coach.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, probably not going to get many curveballs called about chest high, but he's got to bring that down a little bit. Pretty good spot off the outside part of the plate, though.
2-2, and that one swung on. That's a drive hit to left field. Back to make the catch is the left fielder. Nice job. Who's in left, Coach?
Cameron Canoes,
nice job by Cameron. Actually, it was... Looked like it was hit a lot farther than what it actually did.
It did. A little heavy air or something. But, and Cameron had beat on the whole way because I was surprised he didn't turn and run. But he just kind of floated back. He was riding on the whole time. Got us the first out, though. So good job by Canoes. Battling back. Make him hit it. And little brother gets an out for him.
And he didn't have to move left or right hardly at all,
nope.
Which made that so much easier.
Next
right
batter
place, the right
here,
time.
Yeah, we're at their big pitcher, Schoening's up now, trying to help his cause here with one out.
So one out, the first pitch from Tyler Canoes is high and tight, and so 0-1, or 1-0, rather, to Schoening. You said it, Schoening, boy, he needs to help himself out here. Single scores Fenaro at second. Canoes from the stretch, looks back at Fenaro, now delivers to home plate. That one swung, fouled back over our head, so 1-1 now the count to Schoening.
You know, Tyler's doing a really good job, and every one of his pitches has not been down the heart of the plate. It's been in, it's been out. So Casca's doing a good job calling back there, moving him around. Hitting good spots, Canoes is.
Yeah, good point. Here's the next pitch. That one swung high and strike two as he can't catch Tyler Canoes' fastball.
Again there with that. It was down the middle, but it was up. It was up in his eyes. There's no way a hitter can hit that. So great pitch by Canoes.
Good position for Tyler to be in here, not give him anything he wants to hit here. Casca setting up on the outside, actually gets his bat on. This is popped up to Turner Ternary. He should have this for the second out of the inning. He's in foul territory, makes the catch. And so Carlisle, after getting their first runner on board and actually to second base on the block by Canoes, a fly out and a pop out now with two outs here in the bottom of the second.
Yep, we got a DH here, Danny Hoopke. Is DHing for the third baseman Cole Sapp. So with two down here, Chargers get to make a routine play here, get out of the inning with no run scored. We'll be looking pretty good.
So the lefty steps up. Here's Tyler Canoes' first pitch, the curveball, misses high. Again, that looks a lot better than probably what it does down there, Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get that curveball called on that.
So he's the number nine hitter, is this the number nine hitter?
Number eight here. Number seven, excuse me, number seven.
Number seven,
nice
lines
play.
Back, right back at Tyler Canoes. who somehow finds it in his glove, throws to first, and the Chargers are out of the inning. So two innings are in the books here in District 13 play. It's Sheraton 3, Carlisle 0. You're listening to Thunder Country and Charger Baseball, brought to you by the Grace Baptist Church. We're going to send it back to the studio, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Gas prices are way high. That's painfully obvious. So let go of the driving wheel and twist the throttle of a brand new Yamaha sport bike or scooter from CNC Custom Cycle instead. Hop on a Yamaha FZ6R sport bike and see what's more satisfying, the thrilling ride or blasting by drivers filling up at the pump again. Or take it much farther on a 115 mile per gallon Yamaha C3 scooter. You can even blur the line between motorcycle and scooter on a sporty T-Max, the real key to the city. Yamaha makes 6 sport bikes and 8 scooters in all, with up to 123 miles per gallon. So head to CNC Custom Cycle today and save gas and money without sacrificing your soul. Visit them on the web at www.cc-cycle.com. cc-cycle.com. CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton, Iowa. They're
I'll
a
try
good
to get
deal
some
better.
Music this time.
Fuel economy estimates based on U.S. EPA exhaust emission certification data. Actual mileage may vary.
I'll just bring her in. It didn't play. So.
Okay. 3-0 is our score here in the top of the third. And our first batter this inning is Riley Pro. Takes ball one from Schoening.
Again, Sheraton, just try to get on base, make things happen. The way Carlisle's playing defense, we get some runners. Who knows what's going to happen here?
Second delivering from Schoening is swung on. That's lined down the third base sideline. And, boy, nearly fair. Boy, if that's fair, that's an easy double for Riley. But they're going to say it's foul just over the bag.
Yeah, if I had been coaching third, I'd probably been complaining there. Jake's a lot nicer guy than I am, though.
And I've been out of the game for a while, but do they usually have three officials?
Nope. Most time just two here.
Okay, boy, that would be a case where you could argue for that third official because the official is standing at the first base sideline.
Yep.
Really, that home plate umpire really has to be on top of things. Here's Schoening's delivery to Riley Pro. He chases one outside. Strike two, so 1-2 the count to Riley Pro. You talked about it earlier. Schoening, boy, he'd like to get out of here 1-2-3. He has thrown a lot of pitches in two innings, and the humidity and the heat, you can – and fouled off by Pro. So he stays alive at 1-2.
Nice job, Riley, staying alive there. Pretty good fastball up, but he gets his hands to it and fouls off. Gets to see another pitch. Again, Tim, you know, it's just, boy, we have three runs, but in the hit department, it's 1-1. So
yeah, it's really a kind of a strange scoreboard, is it? Sheraton with 3 runs, 1 hit, 0 errors. Carlisle, 0 runs, 1 hit, and 3 errors. So
exactly.
It's definitely been the difference of in the ball game so far. And we talked about it a little bit. Schoening's really got to feel okay about it. He's actually throwing really well. They made some costly errors when it really did count.
Yeah, if you can get through a couple innings, only give up one hit, you're thinking you're in good position, but not so far for the young man.
Here's Schoening's next delivery. The curveball is low and in the dirt. So ball two to Riley Pro. Try to get Pro to chase that one. 2-2 the count now.
A little different arm angle there. Drop down a little sidearm, a little three-quarter, and threw the curveball. So trying to give Sheraton a different look now.
So Pro looking for something to hit here. Fastball just laid on it. Boy, that was right down the middle. A good pitch to hit for Pro. He fouls that one back over the right field line.
Yeah, we got to set and look for the fastball a little more and then adjust to the curveball because we're behind on all of his decent fastballs he's given us. He's got to make those hands a little quicker.
So another good pitch to hit probably right here for Riley Pro. Schoening from the windup. Here's the delivery. This curveball swung on. That's a base hit for Pro into left field. Nice job of Riley Pro just waiting on that, set back on it, and hit that one hard into left field.
Yeah, just what I was talking about right there, Tim. You know, set on the fastball, keep the hands back, and take the curveball right where it needs to be. Nice job by hitting by Pro.
So after falling quickly 0-2 in the count, Pro fights back, gets a leadoff single, and that brings up
Turner Trinari,
the first baseman.
You know, Turner, first to bat, got a nice single to left field, so hopefully he can match that again.
Schoening from the stretch, fires. That one's hit hard to the second baseman. Nice. Over his head, into the gap. Riley Pro late to get to second. He's going to be held up at second.
Yeah, pretty good base running there by Riley, though, because it was hit right at the second baseman. You know, you got to make sure it gets through so you don't get doubled off. But, again, great job hitting by Turner as He's 2-for-2, and it looks like we're going to have a pitching change, Coach.
Yeah, Coach Dave Dirks comes out to the mound. He's given the nod, and we'll see who he brings in. We're going to go ahead and send it back to the booth, and we'll be back here. The top of the third inning, Sheraton 3, Carlisle 0. And you're listening to Live Charger Baseball, brought to you by the Fielding Funeral Home, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Pipers. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, did you know Circle of Friends can do that? He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339 or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.
Welcome back to Norwalk, Sheraton, and Carlisle in District 13 play here. Carlisle in all sorts of trouble here in the top of the third, trailing 3-0. Sheraton with two runners on and no outs. Pitching change for Carlisle. Alex Fenaro comes in, the junior.
Got Tyler Canoes up here, Coach. We'll see if he can move the runners over.
Fenaro's first pitch is bunted by Tyler Canoes right out in front. So a good sacrifice by Tyler Canoes, and he's out at first, but the runners advance with nearly only one out now. Fenaro, a left-handed pitcher, so we talked a little bit in the break there. Comes out of the hand a little different. You're not used to seeing it as much. Nice job by Tyler Canoes, though.
Yeah, great, and a good job by Jake, you know, getting the runners over with less than two outs, so we got a chance to score here. So we got runners second, third, one out, and we got Austin Berlin hitting.
So one out here in the top of the third. Fenaro in the stretch, looks in. Here's the delivery. Swung on, foul back. Nice cut by Austin Berlin.
Great cut. And, you know, that's if it's straight back of the net, they tell you that's a good cut, and he is right on him right there.
So not an easy out here for Fenaro. Not an easy situation to come into. From the stretch goes Fenaro. Looks in. Here's the pitch. That's high. Curveball high inside to Austin Berlin. Good eye by Austin. 1-1 the count now with one out.
You know, as a hitter here, you got to be thinking, you know, I got to hit the ball in the middle of the field because the corners are in, or I got to lift it to get in the outfield to score the run here.
Fenaro on the rubber. Here's the pitch. That swung on. Hit hard to third base through the third baseman's legs. So one run comes in to score, and they're going to hold Turner Trenary up at third base, but another run comes in to score, and Sheraton leading now 4-0 with runners on the corners and only one out.
Boy, that's Schoening down there again. He just not having a good game. You know, he come in and got hit around a little bit, threw one away at first, and then didn't make a good play at third there. And Sheraton's capitalizing, and we're scoring runs here.
Yeah, and you said it early in the broadcast. This is really uncharacteristic of Carlisle. They usually are very sound defensively, and that's now their fourth error of the game. We're not even into the fourth inning. So runners at the corners with one out.
Yep, Dylan Lundy at bat now again. Same situation, you know. We'll see if Jake wants to put runners in motion here, what he's doing with the runner at first, but a little tougher with a lefty on the mound.
Fenaro, long pause, looks at first. Now comes home, and that one's taking strike one by Dylan Lundy.
You know, we'll see here because, you know, Turner stole that base. The catcher didn't look like he had a great, powerful arm, so it might be interesting to see what Coach Schroeder does.
Fenaro from the stretch. Berlin held on at first base. Here's the delivery. That one's kind of half-heartedly swung at by Dylan Lundy. Just made contact, fouled back. So 1-1, or 0-2 rather, the count to Dylan Lundy.
Yeah, now again with that two strikes, got to shorten up, try to move the runners here. Get the ball in play.
Long pause by Fanaro. Looking at Berlin at first. Comes home. And that one's inside. So nice job by Lundy. 1-2 now the count. Berlin, I wouldn't say is a sweetser to run, but is this a place where you might send him with two strikes here?
You know, I don't know. You don't want to give him two outs here, and with two strikes on Lundy, it'd be a little tough for me to send him here, Coach.
Fanaro comes home. Fastball low and in the dirt. A little different speed there, it looked like, from Fanaro. He's thrown some off-speed stuff, and he came and brought it there. Low and on the outside corner. So 2-2 now, the count to Dylan Lundy.
You know, now with the count of 2-2, this might be a situation. But let's see, it's not like we got a lot of wheels on the bases, so.
Fouled off by Lundy.
Nice job by
leading,
hanging there.
Leading 4-0 with runners on, too. You don't maybe want to get too
take
greedy at this
out
point.
Of play, yeah. You know, with just one out, maybe with two outs, it's a little different situation. But with the one out, you still want to try to move them up and score here, so.
And a home plate official comes out and says something to Fanaro. I don't know what that was about. Maybe something that he's doing that he's just giving him a little warning there.
I think he just gave the catcher a little time. He got hit with that pitch there, and he was being a nice official going out and calming him
down. They don't always do that, do they?
No, not very. I don't think any official did that when I was catching, Coach.
How hot is it back there today?
You know, it's hot back there today. And, you know, you get no breeze. You're in every situation. You're trying to think, calling. It's probably the toughest place to play as catcher.
2-2, Fanaro. On the outside corner, they're going to call Lundy out on strikes. Nice pitch by Fanaro, but boy, that was close.
It was close. You know, and we got a pretty good view, and it looked like it was off the plate a little bit. But you can't give up on a left-handed curveball out there. Got to stay on it and take it to right center, and we didn't do a very good job at the plate there.
Yeah, and with two strikes, you really just have to protect anything that's close.
Yep.
So 2 outs now, runners on the corner. 4-0 is our score. Sheraton all over Carlisle. Fanaro trying to get out of this jam, only giving up one. Here's the delivery. That's fouled back. So late again is Dustin Harberts, 0-1. Now quickly the count on him.
Yep, again, just got to get our hands to the ball quicker, get it up the middle here. 0-1 on Harberts. Let's see what we can do. We got two down now. Runners are first and third still, though.
Gets the sign from Coach Schroeder. Steps into the box, and here's the pitch. Curveball swung on. That's a chopper up to second. Roland's going to actually just catch that and tag Austin Berlin, who was running in the base paths. But the Chargers hit one more. And after two and a half innings of play, it's Sheraton 4, Carlisle 0. You're listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by Adam Barr, Interiors and More, Grace Baptist Church, and Red Haw Family Medical Center. Kurt Smizer, Tim Millage, we're going to send it back to the booth, and we'll be back for the bottom of the third. Sheraton 4, Carlisle 0. You're listening to Thunder Country.
This is Mickey Allen. 6 months ago, when my husband and I had our motorcycle accident, the reality of my injury made me feel like maybe I was going to be a cripple for the rest of my life. Well, my experience at the Lucas County Health Center physical therapy department was an incredible one. It was uplifting. It did everything it was supposed to do. I can walk, and that's the goal. So I'm very grateful to the team that worked with me. It's really made us very close.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Welcome back to Norwalk. It's Sheraton 4, Carlisle 0. We're in the bottom half of the third inning with Carlisle needing some runs desperately. First pitch from Tyler Canoes to a catcher Dallas Loney is high and tight for ball one. Coach Smizer, you brought up a good point in the break there. At this point, leading 4-0, Tyler's got to feel pretty good about himself. What's he just got to continue to do here?
Yeah, you know, continue to throw strikes to get ahead. Make him hit the ball to beat you now. Don't give him any free stuff, because the only thing bad can happen now if we get walks and then things start piling up on you. So as long as we stay on top, and we're not doing that now, we're down 2-0. But he's having some trouble. Now we're 3-0. You know, that's the one thing as a coach. Gosh, when you get that going, you have to throw strikes.
Yeah, speak of the devil, 3-0 the count now to catcher Dallas Loney. We don't want to give him any base runners here. Tyler Canoes just needs to throw a strike here. Obviously, he's taken all the way in four pitches and four balls, so that's a walk, a leadoff walk for Carlisle. We'll see if they can get anything going now.
You know, I'm sure Dirks has talked about that, be a little more patient, because they've swung an early count, so be patient. They got to have base runners now. number nine here with Baker. We'll see what they do if they try to move a runner around. Down four, we'll see. I doubt they tried to play for one. But
I was going
to
say, when you're down by more than one, it's just you got to get some hits strung together here. Yep. We'll see what Baker decides to do. Tyler's first pitch in there, first strike, so nice job by Tyler to come back and just give strike one there.
Yeah, good job. Just throw a fastball right at him. Number nine hitter usually don't have a lot of pop, so right at him, make him beat you with a stick.
Canoes from the stretch, looks at Loney, now fires down to home plate. Ball one, so one and one now.
You know, as a coach here, I'm thinking maybe Dierks does something here, 1-1. You know, we got the top of the lineup up with Flaws next, so get a chance maybe here.
Yeah. And he's going on this one. It's a bunt attempt is not in time, and they're going to throw him out at second. Loney did not even make an attempt to slide there. He ran right into the tag. Riley Pro is waiting for him.
Yeah.
Great throw by Kaska.
Great job by Kaska, because actually that was a foul ball, and he kind of in threw it. So.
Wow.
Yeah, great job by Jacob to throw him out. So, boy, that's a huge – and I knowing how Dierks coaches a little bit, I wasn't surprised in that position right there that he tried to move the runner.
Was that a hit and run, do you think?
Yeah, I think the batter just screwed up there. Baker just didn't get the bat on the ball trying to move him, and then he didn't even make a very good attempt to swing. So.
Yeah, what a difficult thing for Jacob Kaska, though. When the batter swings,
yep.
You've got to catch the ball and then throw it with that bat in your way.
Yep.
And actually, that's going to be a single now for Baker. So, boy, Carlisle wishes they'd had that just a couple pitches ago. Baker reaches on a single, only their second hit of the ball game, folks. And down 4-0 here in the bottom of the third.
Yep, back to the top of the order now, Jeremy Floss. So Carlisle really need to get something going to get themselves back in the game. They got one out runner at first here with probably the best athlete up to bat right here.
So Flaws second time around. Sometimes they see it better the second time. He lines one down the first baseline. That's through Turner Trinari's glove. And so the runners are going to stay at second. Baker will stay at second. Boy, just a hard liner. And Turner Trinari really didn't even have time to really react there. He just tried to put his glove on it and didn't get it.
Yeah, you know, Flaw's just a good athlete, and he makes that play. He's going to have to hustle and beat him to the bag. But, again, not bad by Canoe, so he's still throwing strikes, making him beat him that way. Still got one out. We're okay so far.
So two on and one out here. And up to bat is Roland. From the stretch, Tyler Canoe's first pitch is high. So ball one. Canoe and the Chargers in a bit of their own jam here in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, Carlisle's starting to get things going here a little bit. It looks like to me Canoes' foot's hitting before he's releasing the ball. That's why everything's up right here.
And that's a drive into right field. That's a high one, but back to make the catch is Lundy, but he drops it.
He did drop it.
He did drop it. So the runners had to hold up. I don't know if Lundy didn't lose that in the sun or maybe the lights or maybe just miscalculated, but it looked like he was back to make the catch and he just dropped it.
Yeah, he just dropped it. You know, that's a play that you got to make with one out, and this gives him a chance for a big inning here with Carter Stevens, their number three hitter up. You know, great job by Canoes. Throws another pitch, gets another out. Should be an out for us, but again, that's why they play these games. You got to make the routine plays here. So,
yeah, we'll see how the Chargers handle this there. Nothing hurt there. And now you just got to battle back, and this is where the mental part comes in.
Right.
Should have been an out, but you just got to worry about this guy at the plate now. Yeah. Canoe's first pitch, ball one.
Again, everything up a little bit, Tim. I don't know if he's getting tired, a little fatigued, or it looks like his mechanics are off a little bit. His foot's hitting before his release, and I'm sure your dad will tell him next inning here.
From the stretch, and can he go from the windup here with the bases loaded? He certainly can go from the windup, couldn't he?
Yeah, he probably should, you know, could, but with one out, you know, with Dierks, it's hard to tell what he'll do. So I like coming out of the stretch here.
Yep. So 1-1 now the count. The chopper back to Tyler Canoes over his head, but right to second base. And one run's going to come in to score. Riley Pro is sitting at second base. The chopper went right over Tyler Canoe's head, right to Pro at second, who fielded it, stepped on the bag, threw to first, but not in time to catch, who was that? Stevens at first base. A run does come across to score, so Carlisle gets a run. 4-1 now is our score.
Yeah, nice job there by Riley, though. Tried a good turn. Stevens gets down the line pretty good, so pretty good try for a turn double with Pro. Just quite didn't get it here.
So Fenaro, the pitcher, now up to bat. Runner at third base, runner at first base, so still Carlisle with a chance to get another run here, two here, in the bottom half of the fourth. Third, rather, excuse me.
Our catcher, Kaska, goes out front with runners at first and third. He's making a call, so if there's an attempt to steal, everybody knows what's going on with it.
A long look at home. That one's hit to the shortstop, Harberts. Harberts fields, throws to second base, caught at second by Riley Pro, and they're out of the inning. So Carlisle strikes and gets one run across, but the Chargers do a nice job getting out of the jam. We're going to head back to the studio. Sheraton and four, one to District 3. Chuck Wagon, Hammer Medical Supply, and Johnson Machine Works. Tim Millage, Kurt Smizer, back in just a few moments.
Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton specializes in the marketing and management of agriculture land in South Central Iowa, as well as meeting the needs of people wishing to live in a friendly small town atmosphere. Their real estate agents are eager to show you their farm, residential, acreage, and commercial listings. Their experience in real estate and agriculture runs deep at Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton. They look forward to working with you, whether that investment is your personal residence, private retreat, or good Iowa farmland. Let them share their love of rural Iowa with you and make your next investment a great one. Kent Farm Management and Real Estate in Sheraton.
Back to Norwalk. We'd like to just announce this is not a softball game. This is this is the Chargers, not the Lady Chargers. So just want to make that known. Confusing here. We don't know if we're at a nightclub or if we're at a family event here. The scorekeeper keeps playing some music, and boy, the Charger fans are up and dancing. And we thought this was a family-oriented place, but Smizer, I got to keep him from dancing. This guy wants to get out and dance.
Good try, Tim. But hey, Canoes, our first batter there, grounds out second base. So it's Sheridan, one out here with number two batter Stites coming up.
Obviously, it's not too hot to get up and boogie. The Sheridan moms are up and shaking their thing. So, you know. Wish
I
you could
no
see it.
Comment.
Wish you could see it. That's
no
all I'm going to say. Does your phone have video on?
I hope not. Ball one here on Stitesy.
Fanaro, the new pitcher for Carlisle, right down the middle to Stites, and that's strike number two. So one and two with one out here in the top of the fourth. We're moving quite along at a quick pace now as this is a seven-inning ball game. We're into the fourth here. 4-1 is our score. Sheraton on top of Carlisle. Fanaro, strike two. Like we said, this is that coming out of a left-hander's hand. It looks much different than what they're probably normally used to. Here's the next pitch. Fanaro's curveball up and high. Yep. It's a good little curveball, though.
Yeah, it is. It's got tight spin on it, breaks, and drops off pretty good at the end. You know, it's always different hitting off a lefty. You know, there's not that many left-handed pitchers that we see in high school baseball where we're at, and it's tough to hit that.
The 2-2 pitch is driven into a left center field. Back to make the catch is number 15. That's Cody Stegall. And he makes the catch. So two up, two down here in the top half of the fourth inning. The Chargers have scored in each of the first three innings. And with two outs here now, Jacob Kaska, the senior catcher, steps up.
Yeah, hopefully Kaska can get us going here with two outs. Him and Pro have done a nice job of the plate so far. And Turner Schneri is on fire right behind him. So hopefully get us a base runner.
Yeah, two-out rally here in the top of the fourth would be nice. Ball one from Fominaro. That curveball just misses high. It seems like he likes to throw more junk than anything. He's thrown a ton of off-speed pitches since he's come in. Fanaro then brings the heat on the fastball, the second pitch, taken outside for ball two.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Both pitchers they've had, they don't start our hitters off with a fastball. So, you know, I would take that as a head coach as I think I got a pretty good hitting team here. So we're not going to let him sit on a fastball.
Yeah, good point. Ball three is taken. So, boy, a walk with two outs. We'll get something started with two outs here. Is Jacob Kaska taking all the way, no doubt. Looks down at Coach Schroeder. This is a meatball coming from Fanaro. Can he get it across? And he does not. That one's high. So with two outs, Fanaro puts Jacob Kaska on at first, and that'll bring up our number four hitter. That's Riley Pro, the second baseman.
Probably have a courtesy runner here for the catcher. Is that Sinclair? Looks like Garrick Sinclair, maybe.
Yep, Garrick Sinclair trots down to first base.
So he'll run for Kaska with two outs.
Riley Pro singled to left field last time up, I believe.
Yep.
I think that was him.
Yep.
And so Fanaro will have to go from the stretch here. Garrick Sinclair on at first base to run for Jacob Kaska. Fanaro on the stretch looks at Garrick and now comes home. Actually, he's going to come to first base. Gosh, and he had him at first.
Yeah.
Throws Garrett Sinclair out at first base. Garrett Sinclair maybe leaning, maybe sleeping a little bit.
Yeah,
good pickoff
play
by Pinaro.
Actually, Coach, I think he was going there. He was leaning the wrong way, and I think he was headed to second. Coach Schroeder turned around and discussed it a little bit. So I think he had maybe a steal call on there.
So that'll retire the Chargers. They don't score. That's the first inning we haven't scored in. We're going to send it back to the booth. District 13 play, Sheraton and Carlisle. Sheraton 4, Carlisle 1. You're listening to KIIC's broadcast of the Charger Baseball District play and Circle of Friends Healthcare.
Now is the time to consider selling your farm. You won't find a better promotional deal than the one that Renhaw Realty is offering. They'll sell your farm for a 1% commission for one day only.
That's right, 1%.
There's limited space for listings. This sale will be August 13th at Lakeside Casino in Osceola, featuring live video and live internet bidding. This is a once-in-a-lifetime promotional offer. Call Todd at Renhaw Realty at 641-203-2242. Keep more of your money. Sell your farm for just 1% commission. Call Todd at Renhaw Realty for more information.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services. A legacy of life.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Norwalk. The Sheraton moms must have got the memo because they all were in their seats there in between innings. Something Coach Smizer's thankful for there. As we start the bottom of the fourth inning, Schoening, the pitcher that moved to third, is now up. Foul's first pitch back. And the pitch from Tyler Knust is in there for a strike, so 0-2 the count on Schoening.
This is actually Roland, Coach.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Roland.
Schoening's on deck here.
Knust in the windup. Quickly on Roland.
Nice job again, but Canoe's coming right at him. Don't give him anything. You know, walks only hurt you here, so make him hit the ball. Jake's got to be very happy the way Tyler's thrown so far in this game.
Setting up on the outside is Kaska. The curveball is in there. Whoa,
wow.
That was close. May have caught the inside corner, it looked like.
You know, and boy, Jacob sat clear on the outside corner, so probably you're not going to get that call, but it did look pretty good.
So 1-2. I don't know how Roland's laid off that one. Here's the fastball, and that's driven into the gap. Over to make the catch. We'll see if he can do it.
Nice.
And he does. Dalton Stice, the center fielder, a long way to go into the gap. He comes over and makes the play. Nice job by Stice. He had that one all the way, and you could tell he was calling off the left fielder, Cameron Knust. Comes over and makes a play, catches it on the run.
Yeah, he got a great jump on that ball because I actually, when it was hit, I thought it was down. But he got a good jump and caught it clear in left center.
So now is the ex-pitcher, Schoening, who's moved to third base. And the Chargers quickly with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Canoes from the windup, and here's the first delivery. That one swung on, fouled back. Good cut by Schoening. As the sun starts to peek out of that west sky now, it's been mainly overcast, which has been kind of nice for our fans and us as we are looking into that west sky. 0-1 the count. Tyler's fastball misses on the outside corner just barely.
Yeah, it's a pretty good pitch, so good spot for him to miss. You know, outside a little bit and up.
And 1-1 to Schoening. Curveball up high. And so 2-1 the count now to Schoening. I'd like to thank all of our listeners out there. Remember, you can listen anywhere in the world live on the internet. We're streaming KIICradio.com. 2-1 to Schoening. Tyler in the windup. That one swung on. That's a drive into left field. Going back is Cameron Knust. But he doesn't need to worry about it. Schoening comes through with a home run, a belted line drive home run over the left field line. A solo shot.
Wow.
And Schoening helps his own cause as he's online to get the loss tonight. And that'll bring Carlisle closer at 4-2.
Yeah, he just roped that one. That was frozen rope, man. That's a great job of hitting. Stayed back. He had two strikes on him, but boy. Tyler left the ball up a little bit on the inner half, and he crushed it to left.
Yeah, and it looked like he was just waiting on that fastball. He had a 2-2 count, and, boy, that's a good pitch to hit. A 2-2 is looking for that fastball.
Yeah, gets him a little closer here. Still, Sheridan's still okay. You know, we're 4-2. We got an out here in the bottom of five.
So Hupke steps to bat, the left-hander, with one out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Fourth.
He swings bottom of the fourth.
I'm lost. Yes. I'm lost.
And he's going to
that's a great
foul
play
one
there.
Up over the
nice
third base sideline. And Austin Berlin going over his shoulder makes a catch in foul territory. Nice job by Austin Berlin, the junior. Not an easy catch.
No, he's running backwards. Usually that's a shortstop ball. Harbor's playing up the middle a little bit, so Berlin did a great job to get there. You know, I'm all screwed up, Timmy, with the innings because they didn't put a zero up for ours in the top of the fifth. So
that's true.
It should be a bottom of five, I believe.
No, it's bottom of four.
So where I'm so lost, I don't even know what I'm talking about. They already put the run up for home. There we go.
Oh, I see.
Gotcha. Man.
All right, well, we'll get Coach Smizer squared away here. And the score is 4-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. And up to bat is now the catcher, number nine. This is Dallas Loney, who has fouled that one back. So 1-1 the count to Loney.
Two outs here in the bottom of four.
There you go, buddy. Canoes from the windup, brings it to Loney. That one's low, but not by much. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's a pretty good spot again on the outside corner by Canoes. He's got to, you know, he stays right there. He's going to get that call.
So 2-1. Tyler looking to get out of this inning with just one run against him. That one swung on, fouled back. So 2-2 now, the count to Loney.
No, it doesn't look like this kid's going to have a ton of pop. He's pretty little. I'd go right down with fastball here. Maybe elevate it up a little bit.
Canoes looks into Casca, gets the sign, and here's the windup in the pitch. Swung on. That's a hard ball hit right down the third base sideline. That's fair. So Loney quickly heading to second base. The throw from Cameron Canoes comes into second base.
Got it.
And they're going to say Riley Pro dropped it. You could not have thrown a better ball than Cameron Canoes. First of all, he got to the foul line quicker than anybody else.
Yeah, he did. You know, when that ball was hit, I thought that's easy, too. Canoes got there quick and threw a BB straight to second. Riley just couldn't come up with it.
And, Coach, it's not like Loney was loafing around first base. He was booking.
He was.
That could not have been a better play by Cameron Canoes to come over, make the stab, and the throw is right on target.
Yeah, just great effort. Hey, all the Chargers are moving, getting in the spots where they're supposed to be. You like to see that as a coach.
So a short little meeting on the mound as Jacob Casca walks out. Dustin Harberts walks over. No coaches involved there. Just trying to tell Tyler, hey, everything's okay. Let's get out of this inning.
That's right. Pretty good job by both the senior shortstop and catcher. Slow things down here. We got two outs. Still okay. But this is an important at bat here for Carlisle and important for the Chargers. If we can get this kid out and not give them another one, we're setting in good shape still.
And up to bat is Anthony Baker, who singled, I believe, as the last inning and kind of started that rally where Carlisle got their first score. So a runner on second, and Tyler Canoes in the stretch with two outs. That one's taken outside also. So 2-0 the count.
Yeah, and you look on deck, and there comes Flaws again. So, you know, it's an important out for us, number nine hitter. We want to get this guy before we get back to the top of the order, Coach.
Canoes takes a deep breath, looks into Casca, gets a sign, and here's the pitch. Actually, it's a pickoff play to second, and good idea, but back into second base is Loney.
I heard Larry call that from a dugout. He said Sammy.
Was that the call? Was that the call, Sammy?
That was Sammy right there.
How did you know that was the second baseman?
He whistled and said Sammy, Coach. I was all over that.
Here's the next delivery by Canoes, and misses high and in, so 3-0 is the count. No one's ever been able to duplicate the whistle.
No, nobody. Larry Millage got that whistle down. So unbelievable. It's great.
That's the one thing I hope to inherit, and I didn't.
That's right.
And so Tyler Canoes walks Baker, and that'll put runners on at second and at first. And Coach Jake Schroeder makes his way out to the foul line. He's going to have a little meeting at the mound. It doesn't look like he's going to make a change, maybe.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's a great job for him to come out here, slow Tyler down a little bit. You know, we still got two outs in this inning. We're in good shape. You know, they got to get a good base hit to score him. But just calm him down a little bit. A couple bad things that happened here, so get him calmed down and get head back in the game a little bit. He'll be fine.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, but this is such a mental part of the game right here. Just to keep a positive approach here, just get out of this inning and you're just fine. 4-2, you're in a good spot here. Just throw strikes and trust your defense because, you know what, Sheridan has really played great defense. That throw from left field, there's just been play after play tonight.
Yeah.
And
Definitely.
He's got a great defense.
Yeah, he's very proud of the defensive effort so far. And Canoes is pitching a great game. You know, he's given up, three hits is all. So, you know, we're right in there. So, hopefully we can shut him down right here before they can get an inning going with two outs.
Jeremy Flaw steps up. He singled his last time up. Two outs, runners on second and first. And Tyler struggling to find the strike zone now. That one outside. And 1-0 is the count now to Jeremy Flaw as the shortstop.
Yeah, now he was up last inning, now he's up and out. So he's got to slow things down and get his mechanics back here.
Here's the delivery. Flaw swings on. That's a can of corn to center field. Dalton Stein's back, makes the catch, and the Chargers are out of the inning, but not before Schoening's solo home run brings Carlisle back to within two runs and four innings of this District 13 player in the books. The Chargers 4, the Wildcats 2. You're listening to Charger Baseball on KIIC. Back in just a few moments.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Score here as we enter the top of the fifth inning. Sheraton leading Carlisle 4-2. Riley Pro, the first batter.
Wow.
And it hits a gapper into the right center field. It's not caught. Riley's on his way to third base, and he's going to be in there easily with a stand-up triple to start the top half of the fifth inning.
Boy, did you see that center field? You know, great contact by Riley. Hit a gap. Center fielder just took a terrible angle at the ball. He ran straight and then went straight over and then went straight back. Had no chance to catch that. That's a great start for the Chargers. And nice job again by Riley getting a second hit of the night.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that in the break. The momentum had almost shifted the other direction. Yep. And we talked about how Sheraton really needs to establish that lead again, and what a way to start. A leadoff triple. And now Turner Trenary, the number four hitter, I believe, is
number five, but he's got two hits tonight, so he looked bad on that one.
And check swing is strike one.
Oh, I love everybody sending stance. I love it.
Well, we have a question about whether he went around or not. They're going to say that he did, although Sheraton fans, believe it or not, don't think he did. And that one swung on. That's a gapper, and that's going to score Riley Pro. A nice hit by Turner Trenary. Scores another run for the Chargers, who extend their lead to 5-2 now.
Boy, Turner just looks really comfortable at the plate tonight. They've got three hits, and, you know, he scattered one to right, scattered one to left. So nice job hitting by him.
And even better job just by the Chargers to come out of that tough inning and get his run right away with no outs. And so Tyler Canoe steps up, the pitcher. He can help himself out here with another hit. Turner Trenary goes back to first. Now the fouled that one's fouled over the first base sideline. Looks like the runners at first are a little more cautious to get a lead there as Turner was heading back to first on that pitch. He thought maybe yeah. Fornaro was coming over again.
Yeah, we haven't got a very good read on his pickoff move yet. So we'll see what happens here. That makes it a little scary as a coach trying to make a steal call. I know that.
Fornaro from the stretch. There's the bunt
nice
by Tyler
Canoes.
Another great bunt by Tyler. There's going to be no play at first base. He is safe at first, safe at second. That's his second bunt of the night, and what a great bunt by Tyler. That's actually going to be an infield hit for Tyler. No play on his Fornaro. Tough for a left-hander to come off the mound, go to his right, and turn around and throw back to his left.
Yeah, and they weren't thinking. Nice job by Jake there. They were not thinking we were bunting in that position, so a nice job getting the runner on here.
And so two on, no out. Austin Berlin, who made that fantastic catch in foul territory last inning.
Looks like we might have a courtesy runner for the pitcher. Canoes ran for himself early, but I think it's a good call to get him out. Pretty warm, get him out, get him set down, something to drink, cool him off a little bit before he has to go back out and pitch.
And it's number 14. That's
like Colin Ryan,
Ryan,
coach. So Colin will come in and courtesy run here for Tyler Canoes for our pitcher.
You think Coach Schroeder said something to him about not getting picked off?
He might have. pretty good shape here. No outs, runners first, second. Berlin's a great hitter, but again, I'm looking to move runners over. If the three-run lead, I'd still try to move them over, and I think Jake's thinking the same thing. Carlisle's thinking they're in a game with just the first baseman, a little different, because the third baseman's still playing back even with a bag. I'm surprised he's not at least on the grass.
Berlin does not show bunt on the first pitch. It's down in the dirt.
Nice job.
Kept in front of him, but the runners are going to advance anyway. So now you've moved the runners over and didn't have to give up the bunt.
Yeah.
Loney does a nice job of keeping it in front, but it's scattered away from him towards the first base sideline.
Actually, good read by Turner there because the ball was in the dirt, and as soon as he saw it was in the dirt, he was headed to third. So good jump by him, and it takes the decision out of Jake's hand. He doesn't have to bunt and move him around. They're going to get a good
one off his right shoulder there as he's being attended by Coach Dirks and some of the Carlisle staff.
Tim, this has the potential to be a huge inning. Again, no outs now. We've got one run in. We've got runners at second and third, we can maybe blow this one up a little bit here.
We have a few moments. Let's just run through our list of sponsors for tonight's game again. Circle of Friends, CNC Cycle, Kent Farm Management, Community First Credit Union, Hammer Medical, Piper's, Piercebacher Funeral Home, Red Hall Medical Center, Johnson Machine Works, Sheraton Ford, Red Hall Realty, Bingham Construction, Adam Barr and Edward Jones, Chuck Wagon Interiors and more, the Grace Baptist Church, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Fielding's Funeral Home. We want to thank all those sponsors who have made tonight's broadcast a reality, and hope that you'll be with us as the Chargers hope to look to advance to Monday night's district final game here at Norwalk. Berlin's first pitch is popped up, and that'll be popped up to the shortstop, Jeremy Flaws, who makes a one-handed grab. Dang. You'd hate to drop that one, Jeremy.
Not a very good bat there by Berlin. That's something we got to drive with, infield in there for Carlisle. But, we still got two outs to work with. Lundy's up here, so hopefully Lundy can lift one and drive in the gap and score a run, at least one for us here.
And Lundy looks down to Coach Schroeder, who gave him a sign. We'll see what he does here. Long pause by Fenaro. Pitches in the dirt for ball one.
You just got to attack the ball here. Be aggressive. Set on that fastball. Don't worry about that curveball in this position. Just set on the fastball and try to smoke it right back up the middle here.
Fenaro with a long pause. Looks back at second base. Looks at Colin Ryan. That one's grounded hard to Jeremy Flaws. It goes right by him. So one run comes in. And Colin Ryan will hold up at third base. Boy, that's what you get for making that nonchalant kind of cocky grab there on the last pop-up. It goes right through Flaws' hands.
Yeah, and probably a play he should have made, but we're hitting the ball hard. Lundy did a nice job keeping his hands back, got a good cut, and hit it hard at least right at him.
So 6-2 now as the Chargers tack on two more. Things are looking good for the Charger faithful out there. We are in the top half of the fifth, so still a lot to play yet. But, you said it, Coach. The Chargers are really hitting the ball hard tonight.
They are. This is a huge inning still. We have no outs again. So
one out, Coach. The pop-up.
One out.
The one-handed pop-out.
God, I'm all over.
And Harbert's now the number nine batter. Looks at ball one. So runners on the corner. Colin Ryan at third. And Dylan Lundy standing at first base. Gets the sign from Coach Schroeder. We'll see if they decide to do anything here. Leading 6-2. Here's the pitch. And that's in the dirt also. Actually,
I'm lost. It hit the fish. The ump. Come back. It bounced in front and come back and hit the ump right in the face, look like.
Yeah, he's
might have got ear holed.
I'm not sure if that was that a scheduled steal or a late steal or
no,
what?
No, I think he just read it, read it off the bounce, and it hit the umpire. Nobody even knew where the ball was.
Yeah, we'll try to play this for you. The ball was in the dirt. It looked like it came up and possibly hit the home plate official in the ear or the nose. We can't tell. Lundy started towards second base to steal, and I think Loney tried to throw down to second, but the pitcher Fenaro cut the ball off. Yeah. Didn't have any idea that he was going.
Hey, we'll take it. One out here, runners second, third.
And, there's just a lot of fundamental things that Carlisle's just not doing tonight that normally they do. So 1-2 the count.
Only with one out, got to score that runner from third here.
Fenaro, long pause, and now the delivery. Swung on, strike three, as Harbert's chased it high and went after it. And I think that's strike three, although they're going to say that's strike two. Two. Boy, we're all confused in this inning. What are we, in the top of the first?
I know, I'm lost.
We have no idea.
Here we go.
Okay, one and two now. And that one swung on. That's fouled off the right side.
Nice job there by Dust, getting his hands around. Fouling
so
it off.
That could be strike four. We don't know where we're at. That could. I thought for sure he had two strikes before that.
We know
pitch,
it is 6-2 right now, Coach.
That's the only thing we know.
Good team win.
Fenaro looking to come home. The curveball is high.
Nice job.
Charger fans giving praise there. 3-2 now. This is a big pitch for both squads. I think Fenaro really, he needs this more than anybody here.
Yeah, you know, Sheridan's got top of the lineup coming up with Cameron Canoes next, so.
Here's the pitch. Fenaro brings it. That's fouled off. Good at bat by Harberts to fight that one off.
Right on that pitch all the way. Looks like we're waiting for a ball to get thrown in.
Used to give 5 cents for those.
Yeah, piece of bubblegum, man.
And times get tough. I go after that. I may jet out of here in just a minute.
Oh, I love it.
Inflation really should be more than 5 cents,
there
though.
There you go.
I mean, that
right.
was 5 cents when we were in school. Should be like a dollar. And nice. Ball four to Harvard's as Fenaro brings it inside. And the bases are loaded with one out, and the top of the lineup comes up. Cameron Canoes, maybe the best hitter on the squad for Sheraton.
Yeah, this is who I'd want to have up a bat. I know that if I'm Jake right here. So another, you know, just like last inning, huge opportunity for us to really blow this game open at 6-2 just with one out and the bases juiced here.
Fenaro from the windup throws to Cameron. That's a ground ball hit to Flaws. Flaws is going to come home with it. They're going to get the force out at home, but boy, not by much. Great throw by Flaws, who had to go to his right on his knees through to home plate. Just barely got him.
Yeah, you know, and that's the only play he had because actually when the ball was hit, I thought, hey, we score a run here, and everybody moves up. But Flaws made a nice play home there and got it for the second out.
So 2 outs, bases still loaded. So, a base hit does wonders here for the Chargers. And if Carlisle could somehow get out of this, they still got to feel pretty good even though they're trailing 6-2. Fenaro from the windup. And that's low to Dalton Stites, ball one.
Yeah, Stites just need to look dead red here, hit a fastball, try to hit it hard. Two down here. Runner should be able to get a good jump.
Curveball is high and nearly over the backstop, or over the head of the catcher, Dallas Loney. The Chargers have 6 runs on 8 hits and have committed 1 error. Carlisle, 2 runs on 5 hits and have committed 3 very costly errors. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Taken for strike one, right down the middle. Like Stites may have been taken all the way here.
Yeah,
a walk's as good as a run, obviously, here.
Yeah, probably pretty good decision there, 2-0. And pitcher having a little bit of trouble. He's looking at one there.
Good pitch to hit right here for Stites.
Wow.
Right down the middle again. Yeah. And taken all the way again, it looked like.
Yeah, got to pull a trigger on that one. That's a fastball about belt high.
And Stites is a good enough hitter. He could take that one a ways.
Yep, now it's tough with 2 strikes. Just got to get the bat on the ball.
There's that curveball. It's chopper to first base. Nice job by the first baseman to come over and make the catch. Barehanded is Fenaro.
Are you kidding me?
Wow, what a play by Carlisle. The first baseman,
Brennan
Rowland, had to go to his right, stop the ball, and then threw to the pitcher who was coming over, Fenaro, who barehands it and steps on the bag, but not by much. Carlisle gets out of the jam, but the Chargers score 2 more, and we head to the bottom half of the 5th inning. It's Sheraton 6. Carlisle 2, you're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country 96.7. Heard anywhere in the world at Thunder Country, actually KIICradio.com. This is Tim Millage and Kurt Smizer. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This is Mickey Allen. 6 months ago, when my husband and I had our motorcycle accident, the reality of my injury made me feel like maybe I was going to be a cripple for the rest of my life. Well, my experience at the Lucas County Health Center physical therapy department was an incredible one. It was uplifting. It did everything it was supposed to do. I can walk, and that's the goal. And so I'm very grateful to the team that worked with me. It's really made us very close.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Four and a half innings are in the books here in District 13 play. It's Sheraton 6, Carlisle 2. We head to the bottom half of the fifth.
Ooh.
And the first batter for Carlisle is Brady Rowland, who connects on a line drive single to center field.
Nice hard hit right back up the middle. Drive, a good start for Carlisle there. Again, Canute doing his job. He looks good on the mound still.
Yeah, Sheraton just in great position here. Heading into the bottom half of the fifth here. Just needs to continue to play that good defense that they've played so far. First pitch to Carter Stevens is in there for a strike.
Yeah, nice spot. Jake sitting on outside corner. Canute's right at him. So, very good job by Canute so far on the mound.
And that one's in the dirt for ball one. So 1-1 the count to Stevens.
Nice block by Casca there. Again, right. Canute is working quick.
Yeah, not a lot of time. A chopper up the middle.
Double.
This should be a double play.
Yeah,
Harbert
nice
steps
job.
On second, throws the first, and they get him out at first. That's the 6-3 unassisted double play as Harbert steps on second, throws over to the first baseman, Turner Trinari, and just like that, two up and two down.
Yeah, Taylor Maiden, again, you know, great defense behind him. We're making all the plays, and it doesn't get much better than this defensively for Sheraton right now.
Yeah, we talked about a good defense. I'm not sure how many strikeouts Canute has. He doesn't have more than – does he have one?
I don't know if
he has
more than one, no. So
you trust your teammates, and the defense has played really well so far.
Yep.
So Fanaro, the pitcher, steps up to bat, and then he takes ball one. Kind of a quiet mood right now.
The music's not playing.
The music's
not
playing.
Up
and I think maybe the heat's getting to some people. That one's high and tight and nearly hit Fanaro in the forehead.
That's a good brushback pitch. That's what he's supposed to do. We're ahead 6-2, you know, with two outs here. Good pitch.
What are we, the Boston Red Sox? They've hit more batters than anybody this year. Canute from the windup with two strikes, or two outs, rather, and a hit by Fanaro right up the middle. So after the double play ball, Fanaro singles to center.
22. Brendan rolling now. Up to bat here, number two hitter for Carlisle.
And standing on deck is Schoening, the pitcher who hit that home run last at bat. So Chargers like to get out of the inning without any base runners on here. And that one's popped up. That should end the inning.
Right to Stitesy.
Stites makes a few steps to his left. Bottom of the fifth, Carlisle goes down 1-2-3. Well, not 1-2-3. Close enough to 1-2-3. So we head to the sixth inning of this seven-inning contest. Sheraton 6, Carlisle 2. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country, KIIC.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes, garages, and doing remodeling and general repair work since 1972. To be around that long, you must be treating your customers right. So when you need a new home or garage or remodeling work from simple to complex, see Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction and take advantage of 37 years of experience. Call 641-203-0578. That's 641-203-0578.
Top half of the sixth inning here at Norwalk, and we'd like to thank our sponsors once again for tonight's broadcast, the Chuck Wagon and Interiors and More. So thank you to those two sponsors who have made tonight's broadcast possible. And the Chargers looking to add to their 6-2 lead here in the first round of the district play. And the batter tonight, the batter in the top half of the sixth is who, Coach Smizer?
We're back to number three here. Jacob Kask is up. Riley Pearl on deck and Turner Ternary in the hole. Three hitters that have had a nice game at the plate so far for Sheraton.
So Kaska quickly ahead in the count, 3-0, taking all the way here as Fenaro just needs to throw a strike here. And he does right down the middle. And so 3-1 the count, still a hitter's pitch to right here. We'll see if Jacob Kaska waits on it and just tries to knock this one out of the park. Fenaro from the windup, here's the pitch. Fastball, and it was a fastball. Kaska hits it high into center field. Coming over to make the play is the center fielder, and Kaska is retired.
You know, that ball looks like it's carrying pretty decent still here. Early in the game, I didn't think so, but it looks like that ball carried pretty good to left center for Jacob.
And it was a good pitch to hit. He was waiting on it, and just got under it a little bit.
Just got his hands underneath the ball just a little bit.
So Riley Pearl steps up. And Riley had that big triple to start last inning and scored the first run of the last inning. Curveball is way inside to Riley.
See what old Pro can do. Boy, it's a small target to throw a strike at O'Reilly.
Yeah, it is. Riley steps up. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled back over the first base sideline. And keep in mind, Norwalk and Pella play the nightcap here, this doubleheader. And then the winner of this game, and we hope that it ends like it's right now at 6-2, it would be Sheraton, will play Monday night for the district championship against either Norwalk or Pella.
You know, I believe Pella's program's really getting a lot better. They've got 18 or 19 wins, Coach, and Norwalk, you know, gosh, they've been good for a long time. I think their last rankings, they ended up fourth or fifth in the rankings. So.
It'd be a good game. Yeah. Pro sends one to center field, but over to make the catch is the center fielder. And two up, two down for the Chargers. So two balls lifted into center field, but coming over to make the catch is Carter Stevens once again. And Turner Ternary now coming up. I think he's 3-for-3,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, guy's 3-for-3. He's hit the ball all over on the field tonight. All three hits been different spots. So really seeing the ball well and getting a good stroke up there for Sheraton tonight.
So a two-out rally would be nice here for Turner Ternary. Swings at strike number one, kind of a half check swing. And they're going to say he did come around.
Yep. 0-1 on Turner now. He's got two down here.
Fenaro with the windup, and here's the pitch. That's a swung on, a little chopper out in front of Fenaro. He has the field turned to his left, throws to first, and got him right in time. Boy, kind of nonchalantly.
Bang play, yeah, I tell you.
Fenaro didn't look like he was in any kind of hurry there. And the Chargers are retired, three up and three down. That's something that has not happened a lot tonight. So we're going to send it back to the booth. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning, Sheraton 6, Carlisle 2. You're listening to Thunder Country and their broadcast of Sheraton District Baseball, brought to you by Red Hawk Realty, Interiors and More, Grace Baptist Church, and Sheraton Hy-Vee. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton has been helping your family cope with the difficult task of making funeral arrangements for a loved one since 1856. Clark and his staff encourage you to plan now to take that stress and pressure off your loved ones at that time of need. For quality service and a caring, experienced staff, see the Fielding Funeral Home in Sheraton.
Welcome back to Norwalk. Sheraton is 6 outs away from their first district win here.
I think it's a pretty important inning here. See if Canoe's getting a little fatigued. Make sure he's still throwing strikes here and not give him a chance here. Just with 6 outs left in the game, Coach.
Yeah, and Shonin up to bat. He sent one over the left field wall last at bat to get Carlisle's second score. And quickly 0-1 to Shonin. Shonin sends one into right field. Lundy going to his left. Actually comes in and out of his glove. And so Shonin reaches base again. Lundy going to his left, just dropped that one right out of his glove.
Yeah, he's had a couple balls out there probably catchable, and hopefully that won't hurt us later down this inning. But, again, Tyler coming right at people, doing a nice job throwing.
And, again, just got to fight through this. Nothing hurt. 6-2. That run does not matter right now. You just got to worry about getting this guy at the plate, and that's number 33, Hoopke.
Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner here as Morgan Paxton is going to run for Shoney here. So Coach Dirk's getting a little more speed on the bases. He knows this is a pretty critical time in the game. Down four runs, they got to make everything happen here. So a little speed on the bases for Carlisle now.
Yeah, and Sheraton wasting no time. Mark Schroeder actually heads to the mound to actually in the bullpen just to start warming up. And I don't know. Tyler's done a good job.
Yeah.
I guess it's nice to have somebody warmed up just in case.
He has. You know, about the third time through the lineup here for everybody gets to see him. And probably a pretty good job by Jake just getting him ready just in case something would happen here and they get a little run.
So the first pitch to Hoopke is in there for a strike on the outside corner. Canoes from the stretch. Looks over. Hoopke late on that shot, and that's driven over the left field line. Foul. Actually hit into the girls' softball field here that's just adjacent to the baseball field.
And nice job by Canoes getting him in the hole here, 0-2 now. He's got a couple pitches he can throw here.
Nice job by Hoopke just to fight that one off. It's foul. Out of play.
Good pitch by Tyler, though. Kaska, boy, you know, if you really watch Kaska, I was a catcher, so I watch him a lot. Boy, he moves all over the place. He doesn't sit in one spot, and that really helps a pitcher out, especially if he's been hitting those spots, and Tyler has been doing that so far tonight.
Yeah, I've just really been impressed with Tyler, though. Nothing overpowering. He's just thrown strikes, and the defense has just played so well.
Yeah.
Good curveball by Tyler. Gets Hoopke out on strikes. Excellent curveball by Tyler. Yeah. And that might be his only his second strikeout tonight. Yeah. But a good job by Tyler just to take that one himself.
Yep. Yeah. Nice job there. Got an out. And runner first here. Who we got up here? Should be Dallas Loney, their catcher.
The catcher, Dallas Loney, who reached on a single last time. Fouls that one straight back.
I had that.
You were going to have it.
I had that.
I knew you did. Did you flinch?
No.
Okay, right back at us here at the screen. Of course, Coach Smizer didn't flinch. I did. And quickly 0-1 to Loney. Curveball, boy.
You know, just miss. Again, we talked about that earlier in the game. Just leaving that up just a little bit. Hitting a great spot on the outside half, though, but just leaving it up just a bit.
So 1-1 to Loney. Outside, taken for a ball, and really really, you can just not even worry about that runner at first.
No,
looks like
no.
We're kind of worried that he's going to run. Run means nothing right now.
No, as far as Canoes, he just got to come right at the hitters. Keep laying them in there.
A long pause by Canoes. Now he brings it home. That one's inside and high. So 3-1 now the count to Loney. Again, we don't want to put him on as we have the top of the lineup coming as Baker is in the hole. And I think he's strung together two singles tonight. And then you have Jeremy Flaws up after that.
Yeah, this is important. Important hitter here for us, number 8. We got to throw strikes and get him out of here.
Here's the delivery. Loney swings on. That's going to be a gapper into the right center field line. And still on his feet is Loney. He's going to head into second. Nobody's at second, but nobody else will score there. So good job by the Chargers to get that one in. A runner does not score, but they advance to second and third with just one out.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting a ball in the middle outside half and just takes it that way and then takes the right center gap. You know, we do a good job getting to it. You know, our fans here complaining nobody was in second, but that's a double cut situation, so we shouldn't have had anybody there. So nice job. Still defense is all over the place, doing a nice job. Just got one out, though.
So up to bat is Baker, who's had a couple singles tonight. He looks at strike number 1 for Tyler from Tyler Canoost. Nice job to get ahead by Tyler. Got to keep your composure. Got to keep your cool here. Still doing just fine at 6-2. Neither one of those runs count or really matter at this point.
Yeah, and you know, he's still moving the ball around and trying to hit some spots. He's outside corner there again. So it looks like he's still doing his job out there on the mound, Coach.
From the stretch as Canoes looks at the runner at third, comes high. So ball 2. Boy, you don't want to load the bases with Flaws to come up here.
Yeah.
Although Flaws really, I'm not sure on the line, maybe one hit. But it really has not had an impact on the game tonight. No. From the stretch is Canoost. Here's the pitch. Swung on strike 2. Nice pitch from Canoost.
You know, still, 2-1 count. He didn't lay it flat over the middle. Hit an outside spot. And a great pitch by Canoost there. Another one of those. We might be in business.
So 2-2, boy, the Chargers, they can get out of this one. It looks pretty good heading into the top of the seventh. Swung on, that's fouled back. Good cut by Baker.
Yeah, Tyler left that one up and out overplayed a little too much. We probably got lucky on that one there. Another tough pitch, so maybe break a curveball off right here and see if we can get him.
I was going to say, you have some room here with only a 2-2 count. You don't have to throw him a meatball. That's high for ball three. So now a 3-2 count. You want to be careful here.
Yeah, pressure back on Tyler. You know, he's still got to come with a strike. You don't want to put this guy on to bring him to the top of the order and with flaws. You know, as good as athlete he is.
And so here we go, 3-2 the count, one out. Tyler throws on the outside corner. That's ball four. So Baker trots down to first base, and that'll load the bases as Carlisle brings up the top of the order here with Jeremy Flaws, the shortstop.
Yeah.
And so a meeting at the pitcher's mound. It looks like Coach Schroeder is going to make the change. He motions towards the right-hander out of the bullpen. That's Mark Schroeder who's going to come in. Tyler Canoes getting a round of applause as he's thrown a gem of a game here through five innings. And Tyler looks like he'll head to third. Austin Berlin will head in. And trotting to the mound is Mark Schroeder, the junior. And so we're going to take a break as we have a pitching change. We'll be back here for the remainder of the bottom half of the sixth. But you're listening to Charger Baseball on Thunder Country. Sheraton 6, Carlisle 2. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Did you know Circle of Friends Home Care can do infusion services in your home? Hi, this is Jake with Circle of Friends Home Care. A few weeks ago, I had a diabetic friend who had come down with an infection that required twice-a-day IV antibiotic treatment. His local hospital had scheduled him to come into their facility twice a day for his treatments. The extreme pain he experienced when walking combined with a late-night treatment was going to make these twice-daily visits very inconvenient. That's when I asked him, did you know Circle of Friends can do that? He was impressed with the nurses who came to visit him, his insurance covered the visits, and the burden of having to get out twice a day was lifted off his shoulders. If you or someone you know is in need of any kind of IV therapy, give Circle of Friends Home Care a call toll-free at 866-774-2339. 866-774-2339. Our experienced nursing staff is ready to serve you. That's 866-774-2339 or visit us on the web at www.cofhomecare.com.
First-year head coach Jake Schroeder makes the pitching change here in the bottom half of the sixth inning with the Chargers leading 6-2 over Carlisle with just one out. Junior Mark Schroeder will come in, the right-hander. Coming in on the year, Mark, I believe, had a 7-2 record. 7-2 record in eight appearances or eight starts. 47 innings pitched and 35 strikeouts in those innings. So Mark definitely one of their better pitchers, and so we'll see if he can get out of the jam here.
Yeah, Mark's been pretty solid all year for him, I think. This is just a tough position to come into. Bases used up with one out and probably, you know, Carlisle's best athlete up. So going to be tough here. Sheraton, again, make the routine plays, and we'll see what happens here. But this is a scary spot.
Junior Jeremy Flaws, the shortstop, who had an error that last inning, counted for one Sheraton run, and Schroeder's first pitch barely on the outside corner. Good job by Jacob to frame that one, and Schroeder quickly ahead in the count, 0-1. And that one swung on. That's the drive to right field. One run will come in to score. Lundy makes the catch, throws to the cutoff man, Turner Trenary, who does not make a throw home, and so Sheraton concedes the run, which is fine, 6-3. Nothing hurt.
You know, and got the out. That's an important thing. We got an out there. We got the second out. You know, we're still up three here, so we're in good position. Again, here's a crucial part of the game, number three here.
Yeah, and the other runners did not advance. That's also important. They were able to keep the runners at second and first, and so a single does not guarantee a score here. Schroeder's first pitch on the outside corner, strike one.
Nice job hitting a corner. Brennan Rowland, the batter here for Carlisle, but Mark doing a great job hitting an outside spot again. That contribute that a little bit to your catcher. Jake's doing a nice job back there catching.
There's the off-speed pitch from Schroeder. Not sure if that's a changeup or movement on it.
No, not a lot of spin. Just a little spinner, it looked like. Finish that up top.
from the stretch of Schroeder here. He brings it. That one's hit into right field. We're in trouble there. That's down the gap. That's down the line. One run comes in to score. Two runs look like they're going to come in to score. Here's the throw from Lundy. Roland heading to third, and there's going to be no throw at home, and so two more runs come in to score. And Brady Roland with a stand-up triple. That one was it. We were in trouble from the get-go as that one hit right down the right field line into the gap.
Yeah, you know, actually a pretty good pitch by Mark. Just a better job at the plate. That kid getting the bat on the ball and taking it down the line, scoring a couple for Carlisle. So
yeah, the pitch was on the outside corner. Yeah. Roland doing a nice job not to try to pull it, just move his hands and actually push it to the right field line. Great job of hitting there by Brady Roland.
Yeah, tough spot here. Two outs now with Carter Stevens up, Coach.
Yeah, and the game-tying run now sitting at third base. So just like that, Carlisle right back into the hunt here, collecting their ninth hit of the ball game and their fifth run. Schroeder behind in the count here, 2-0 to Carter Stevens.
He's got to settle down a little bit, come right back at him, you know. 2-0, we got to get it back even in the count.
Schroeder from the stretch fires strike one on the outside corner. 2-1 now to Carter Stevens. Schroeder from the stretch looks at third base. That's a little chopper foul. So good job by Schroeder now. Evens the count at 2-2.
At 2-2, and we've seen one spinner. It might be a good position to see a spinner here, even if he doesn't have a very good curveball, just to make the hitters think we got another pitch right there, Coach. See if we can get him out on his front foot and pop him up right here.
Yeah, the Charger fans clapping. They'd like to get out of this inning. Schroeder's off-speed pitch. Good job by Kaska just to gather that one in. Otherwise, it's a tie ball game as that one was way outside.
Yeah, great bounce back there by Jacob Kaska. Boy, he's just a pretty solid catcher. Everything that I see from him and seen from him all year, just a great kid.
So a big pitch here, 3-2. Here's the pitch, swung on. It's hit.
It's going to have some spin. Good job.
Tyler Canoose gathers it, throws over to first, and he's out at first, so the Chargers get out of the inning. Yeah. They give up three runs to pull within one, but heading into the final inning here, we go to the top of the seventh with Sheraton leading Carlisle 6-5. Come back for some more exciting action as we head into the final inning of district play. Sheraton 6, Carlisle 5. You're listening to Thunder Country.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We love Iowa, and being an Iowa business, we like to carry products from Iowa businesses, and we have quite a few.
We have had our two Iowa Potters for some time, Iron and Lace from Bettensport, and White Breast from Lacona.
The Extra Tux flavorings are very popular, and of course, my personal favorite salad dressing they make, country style. And they're cleaner, all made in Shenandoah.
I'd like to tell you about our newest, Two Sisters Pantry from Knoxville. Their mixes for dips, desserts, and breads are great.
So come by and check some of these out, as well as Iowa honey, barbecue sauces, pella bologna, and others. You'll enjoy your visit, Piper's, on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Welcome back to Norwalk for 5.5 innings. It was all Sheraton. Carlisle scores 3 in the bottom half of the 6th. We head to the 7th inning. It's a ball game now. 6-5 is our score. Tyler Canoose, the first batter for the Chargers, quickly down in the count, 0-2.
Like we said in the break here, Coach, this is an important inning. We need to scratch across the run no matter how we can do it here. We got to get this first guy on, and it doesn't look so good to start the inning off here.
Canoose fouls one over the first baseline, and luckily that falls to the grass without being caught. So still alive is Tyler Canoose. And you said it, boy, Sheraton would like to have at least one more run to work with that heading into that bottom half of the 7th. You know how hard it is to get the last three outs of any ball game, but only with a one-run lead, that's even harder.
It is. It's tough. You know, Canoose got a scratch to get on here, fight back in an 0-2 hole, see what he can do.
Fenaro up 0-2 here, and he strikes Canoose out. Just swung through. It was Canoose. Didn't look like anything fancy. Nothing funny there. And Fenaro gets the first out of the top of the 7th.
Yeah, you look back at this line, you know, Carlisle settling down, playing pretty good baseball now. We're just probably lucky we got the errors early in the game, Coach.
Yeah, and we actually said that. That was important early in the game to come ahead. And, boy, those runs are going to be huge now.
Yeah.
So the pitcher, Mark Schroeder, who takes the place of Austin Berlin, the third baseman, steps up, and he takes strike one over the inside part of the plate. Fenaro's second offering is low and in the dirt. 1-1 is the count here with one out in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many swings Mark has got during the year. Most time, it just, you know, just our pitcher, so we'll see here what he can do.
Takes ball two up and high and in. And so 2-1 the count to Mark Schroeder.
407, not a bad average, Coach.
And he lines one foul down the first base sideline. Probably not a lot of bats.
No. 27 at bats. He's got he scored 9 runs, got 11 hits, so not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah. You know, for probably our number one, number two pitcher there.
So Schroeder steps in 2-2. That's a chopper back up the middle.
He's got,
it's
going to
be
wheels.
A tough one. As Roland throws the first and gets actually, they're going to say he pulled his foot off.
Yeah, wow. That's going to be the call because he, you know, if the throw's there, he's out. But Schroeder doing a great job hustling down line, getting there. Good job by Mark.
Yeah, Roland made a great play to get to that ball. Who it went right over Fenaro's head at second. He stopped the play right at the second base line, but then had to come across his body to throw back to first.
I assume we're going to have a courtesy. Should have to be Colin Ryan. Yep, Colin Ryan coming out. He's a courtesy runner for the pitcher. So Colin will run here for Schroeder with one out here in the top of the seven.
And, boy, how important would that be to get that runner across here in the top half of the seventh? You don't want to head to the bottom of the seventh against a very experienced ball club only leading by one.
Right. You know, good news for us. We're back to top of the order. We got Cameron Canoose up to bat here.
Actually, I think this is Lundy, Coach.
I'm all, man. You sure I'm supposed to be here tonight?
Lundy takes strike one. Yeah, and we hope you're here Monday
Holy
night.
Holy cow, yeah. I might get fired. Holy cow. One down. Here we go.
Fenaro looks over at first and is going to throw back to first. And
boy,
that's a pretty good move.
It is a good move, and we are not doing a very good job reading it.
Boy, easier probably for us to see that he's going there.
It is, but you know, they got to be able to watch that foot.
You know, honestly, if you're Carlisle, is this a position where Sheraton would want to run? You're up by one. That runner doesn't really – it's not going to be the difference in the ball game.
No.
I know you're wanting to get one more run, though.
Sure. You know, and I think Jake's probably thinking about it, but he's thinking, man, as bad as we've looked with this pickoff move, we probably need to stay close and just try to scratch one off with a hit. You know, with one out now, it's hard to bunt him over, but see what he does.
Here's the offering to Lundy. Lundy fouls that one back. Ball was coming from the outside part of the plate to the inside, and he fights it off the hands. Back over the press box here. So 0-2 now to Dylan Lundy.
Now he's got to try to hit with the hands, do a little better job with his hands here, get the bat on the ball.
Fenaro with a long pause. Looks at first, going to first. And back in time is Colin Ryan. Boy, you said it. We're not off the bag three or four steps. I don't know what he's looking at.
I don't either. But, you know, that's all. Hopefully that takes the pitcher out of his rhythm a little bit, and we're messing him up. But
or he throws it over the bag again.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's Fenaro coming home. And strike three to Dylan Lundy. Boy, curveball, and that just dropped right in the sweet spot there. And Dylan Lundy, he was just frozen.
Yeah, his knees buckled. He had no chance to hit that one. I'd say he's looking fastball and didn't get it, and broke it right over there for the second out of the inning. Up to Harbert's here.
Yeah, senior Dustin Harbert's the shortstop, steps in. And down to the last out in the top of the seventh. Here's Fenaro throwing over to first again.
Well, one step Colin Ryan over there.
Yeah, Colin Ryan, you probably put, I won't say it.
important spot here for Harberts. He needs to scratch across here. We need to put the ball in play.
Here's Fenaro's offering. And a bunt attempt by Harberts goes foul.
You know, maybe he just saw the third baseman back and trying to bump for a hit there.
Yeah, not a bad idea from Harbert. So you're exactly right, Coach. Boy, the third baseman, Schoening, did just take a few more steps in after that, but he was back deep.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And again, you get one down the left side of the field, that left-hander coming off.
Right.
That's a difficult play. Here's Fenaro's offering. That's lined over his head.
Oh.
It's going to be just foul. Just foul. Holy smokes.
Boy, that's tough. That's a tough call. You know, and he's got a great angle, and from here, it looks like it's in. But I'm going to say it's in anyway because I want Sheridan to win. So go figure.
Yeah, back when they used to chalk the lines, you look for that chalk. And now they paint it. So it's almost a little disadvantage because you look for that chalk. If it hits the chalk, it's fair. Nevertheless, he's going to have a chance to straighten that one out again. 0-2 is the count, though.
Good battle by Harberts. He got down early and fouled a couple pitches off here with two outs.
So here we go, 0-2, Fenaro looking at first, now coming home with the pitch. That's inside and really close.
I'll tell you what Larry Millage told me a long time ago. That should always be a strike. If you're a left-handed pitcher and you're throwing and catcher catches on the inside part of the plate, it had to cross the plate. That's from Coach Millage.
Well, that sounds like physics to me. 1-2, the count to Harberts. Swung on, strike three. So Carlisle gets out of the inning. And we head to the bottom half of the seventh. This is it, folks. District 13, the first round. We said it was a good one. We said it was going to be a good one, and it is. It's Sheraton 6, Carlisle 5. Sheraton hanging on for their district lives. Carlisle fighting for everything they have. Don't you go anywhere, because this is going to be an exciting finish. We are listening to Charger Baseball, brought to you by Red Hall Realty, Bingham Construction, Chuck Wagon, Grace Baptist Church, and Pipers. Tim Millage, Kurt Smizer back with the finish after this.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers softball team on KIIC. Call Adam Barr at 774-2585 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Norwalk. If you have any fingernails left, start biting. We're heading to the bottom half of the seventh inning. We've got a good one here at Sheraton 6, Carlisle 5. The big hits, the big bats are up for Carlisle, though. And Sheraton needs nothing but just a 1-2-3 inning and get out of here with their district win and stay alive and come back Monday night to face the winner of Norwalk and Pella. Junior Mark Schroeder continues to be the pitcher for the Chargers, and up to bat for Carlisle, Alex Fenaro, who came in to pitch early in the game. Here's Schroeder's first pitch, fouled back for strike one, so a good start by both squads, actually. Fenaro on the ball, but Schroeder gets ahead 1-0.
Yeah, nice job by Mark coming right at him. You know, the only thing here, you want to guard and not give up a double, so I wish our first and third baseman play a little closer line here.
Here's the second offering, and that's very close. The curveball from Schroeder just had to be just a bit low because that was right across the plate. And 1-1 the count now to Fenaro. Carlisle looking for any base runner they can get, and so you know that Coach Dirks wants them to be choosy up there. That one's swung on, that's hit, and it's going to be a base hit just over the head of third baseman Tyler Knust.
You know, you can't do anything. A little Texas leaguer, nice pitch by Mark. You know, our third baseman shortstop had no chance to get that ball. He got the bat head out, you know, hit a handle, and it fell in for him.
Yeah, very difficult for anybody to make that play. That's going to be a base hit no matter who you're playing.
Right. Number 22 up here, not one of the rolling boys. You've got to think that they're going to bunt here. I don't know what we're doing with a third baseman playing back like that, but, you know, they got to have one to continue the game. So maybe we're going to move on. Here we go. Just waiting for Kaska to make a call.
Jacob Kaska, the senior catcher, steps out in front of home plate, makes the call, and so Tyler Canoose at third steps in. Turner Trinari, the first baseman, is going to stay at first. Boy, the thrower from Schroeder nearly got him off the bag in time.
You know, I don't know what would happen there because the home plate umpire was still telling Jake Schroeder to get out the field, so that would have been interesting to see what happened there.
Because that's his call,
exactly.
Correct? Schroeder looks over at first. Here's the bunt attempt. It is a good bunt. Schroeder fields, looks at second base, throws to first, possibly could have had him at second, but makes the right play.
The right decision, you know. You get a bang-bang play at second to try to squeeze an out. Have to go ahead and get the out because only one run here. Just tie it and not win it for us.
And Jared Schroening, we don't need to tell you what he did a couple bats ago. He put one over the left field line, left field wall. And so you know that this kid could end the game right here with one swing of his bat. Here's the pitch, and that's swung on. That's hit high into center field. Back is Lundy, or Stites. Looks like he has room, but that'll advance the runner to third. And so Fenaro moves over to third with two outs now.
Yeah.
And this is the ball game right here.
probably a little impatient by showing their, you know, jumping on the first pitch, but we'll take it. And Mark does a good job getting the out. You know, runner at third now. We've got a great catcher back here, but this is where you think, man, everything's got to stay in front. We can't give him one here, and hopefully our pitcher will throw a decent enough pitch, and Jacob will stay in front and block it, Coach. It's a tough position to be in.
And so Jake Schroeder comes out to the mound, probably just walking through everything here as Carlisle down to their last out. This is the ball game here, folks. And the winner will advance to District 13 final Monday night against the winner of Pella and Norwalk. And up to bat is Daniel Hupke, a left-handed sophomore who has hit the ball hard tonight.
Yeah, he's been a pretty tough out for us. Hopefully get ahead early in the count still. You know, we got two outs. Make a routine play. If it's hit to us, that's important. So we'll see how Mark can get ahead here.
And so the Charger fans up on their feet. Carlisle wishing for everything they have here. Ball one on the outside corner to Hupke. Schroeder on the outside corner couldn't find it. And so 1-0 the kick.
I still want to come at him here, though. We can't put one on.
Schroeder from the stretch. And strike one, froze him on the inside corner. Hupke wanted to swing, but really had no chance of that one. Low and inside, looked like.
Yeah, come right at him there. It's a good pitch by Mark. Even up to count 1-1 with two outs here, runner at third.
Schroeder looks at third, comes home. That one's hit into left field.
Yeah.
And caught by Dustin Harberts to end the ball game. So Sheraton survives Carlisle's torrid comeback attempt and wins the first round district game by the final score of 6-5. It was a good one, folks. So Carlisle's great season comes to an end. Sheraton still playing for that potential trip to Sec Taylor Stadium and the state tournament in 2 weeks. And so Kurt Smizer and Tim Millage bringing you all this live action. And guess what, Kurt? We're going to be back on Monday night.
Sounds good, Coach.
We'll be facing the winner of the Norwalk Pella game that's soon to start here. So we want to thank you all for listening tonight. And go Chargers as the Chargers survive round one and win the game 6-5. You're listening to Thunder Country and Charger Baseball, brought to you by this list of sponsors: Circle of Friends, CNC Cycle, Kent Farm Management, Community First Credit Union, Hammer Medical Supply, Piper's, Piercebacher Funeral Homes, Red Haw Medical Center, Johnson Machine Works, Sheraton Ford, Red Haw Realty, Bingham Construction, Adam Barr and Edward Jones, Chuck Wagon, Interiors and More, the Grace Baptist Church, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Fielding Funeral Home. We'll see you all again on Monday night. Come on out and support us. The game will be at 7 p.m. here at Norwalk. Go Chargers!